Defense Empire, as designed by the Texas League Corps. Six footers behind the plate. At first base, Al Chang. And at third base, Mr. Ted Easton.
Welcome to Rock Hounds Baseball and our 50th anniversary season. Follow the hounds at home and on the road here at MidlandRockHounds.org. Now it's time for Texas League Baseball. Here's the radio voice of the Rock Hounds, Bob Hart.
Friday night edition of Texas League Baseball from North Little Rock, Arkansas. Rock Hounds and the Arkansas Travelers. By the way, it is also Copa night here, which is very cool. So the Matamoscas de Modesto will be taking the diamond against the Diamantes de Arkansas. So Copa night here. We'll stick with Travelers and Rockhounds, of course, for the so to be less confusing. Always a good idea. This will be the fourth game of this series, and as the Travelers take the diamond, we get set for the national anthem here. This is a fascinating pitching matchup. Taylor Dollard has simply put dominated the Texas League this season, and I mean dominated, unlike we have seen for a while. He will get the baseball for the Travelers. JT Ginn, coming off the injured list, he has made two rehab assignments, top 10 prospects both. This should really be fascinating. Don't know how deep JT will go, although he went four innings in his last rehab start. But what a tremendous matchup as we get set for game four of this series. More on the pitchers, lineups and more on the way. Teams have assembled now in front of their respective dugouts. I think we're going to have the playing, I do believe, of the Star Spangled Banner. We have a bit of a ceremony. Now we go downstairs for the Star Spangled Banner. Warm, sunshiny evening. We were all the way down to about 85, and of course the heat index here, there's a good amount of humidity in Little Rock, Arkansas. We were down to 85 for last night's first pitch. No such temperature here this evening. We have 91 with a heat index right at 100 degrees. The right-hander the Hounds will face tonight, we'll get to the lineups on the other side of our timeout. Taylor Dollard is 10-2. With a 1.61 ERA. His earned run average, 2 points, basically. better than anybody else in the league who qualifies. That is a challenge. The right-hander has baseball in hand. JT Ginn to oppose him. First pitch of Friday Night Baseball follows this from Budweiser and Michelob Ultra.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This Rockhounds broadcast is brought to you in part by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for the first pitch of the game.
Taylor Dollard completing his warm-up tosses as we get set for this one. The series, 2-1, the Travelers lead the set. And in the first three games, we'll see if it is again true tonight. A big inning has really been the difference. The Travs with a 5-run eighth inning on Tuesday night, a 7-run third inning on Wednesday, and the Rockhounds with a 4-run third inning last night, and outstanding pitching backed that up all the way for the Rockhounds in last evening's ballgame. So it is Taylor Dollard, it is JT again. We'll see what things will, how they will unfold here. Again, JT returning to the rotation for the first time since mid-May. He has made two rehab assignment starts in the Arizona Complex League. Max Schumann will stand in against Taylor Dollard. 7 o'clock start tonight, so the shadow already covering all of the infield and stretching out in his shallow left. Taylor Dollard set to go. Hope you are too. Let's play some baseball. Max swings at the first pitch, as he quite often does, and fouls it off, and it's 0-1. Max moving to left field in this game. Max Schumann, second game back with the Hounds. Big deep breath, taps the dish, steps in from the right side. 0-1 count. Dollard for the stretch and pitch, and a backup delivery got there. Breaking pitch for a strike. Well, that started just about at the left shoulder of the Hounds left fielder, then busted in over the part of the plate, and Max will ask here for his timeout. He goes through his regiment. Big deep breath, look at the barrel of the bat. Step in, plant it, and swing that bat back and forth a couple of times. Very familiar regiment for Max. 0-2 count. Dollard's pitch. Bounce toward third. Boy, just foul, though. Getting to it in foul ground. So it's just a foul ball, but a near miss. Zach Geloff is in the on-deck circle. Zach will be the designated hitter for the Hounds tonight. Zach Geloff batting second. Kyle McCann bats third, plays the three spot. Kyle McCann is at first base. And J.J. Schwarz behind the plate will catch and bat cleanup. J.J. in the four spot. 0-2 from Dollard is way up and in. And the count is a ball and two strikes. Logan Davidson, the shortstop, batting fifth. Logan at short. Brett Harris back in the lineup, batting sixth at third base. Brett Harris is at third. Marty Bikina at second, batting seventh. Marty, the second baseman. 1-2 pitch to Schumann, up and in again. Ball two, two balls and two strikes. Shane Selman in the eighth spot in right field. Shane Selman is in right. And Mickey McDonald will round out the order again tonight in center field. Mickey in center. Two balls, two strikes. Leadoff batter at the plate. Dollard's pitch bends down and away for a ball. So three balls, two strikes. An 0-2 count is now a full count. Dollard just doesn't give up many base hits, and I mean at all. And we'll give you his numbers across the board. They are startlingly good. The right-hander delivers, and this ball hit high in the air to right field, but it won't carry. Jack Larson drifting over toward the line, and he will make the catch in the shade. So a long at-bat turns into a routine fly ball to right field, one man down. Schumann, Geloff, and McCann. Schwarz, Davidson, and Harris. Bikina, Selman, and McDonald to face the Travelers' right-hander. Taylor Dollard, 6'3", 195. He's 23 years of age. Out of Cal Poly. The fifth rounder. Seattle Mariners took him in 2020. One of the guys who had to wait a while to make his official professional debut. He fires to Zach Geloff, shot back up the middle, and that is a base hit for Zach. Well, before I can tell you what a good matchup that was, Zach Geloff wins go-round number one. Sharp single up the middle. Geloff is on base. Let me give you a scary number on Taylor Dollard. That's a base hit for Zach Geloff here in the inning. So he has a third of an inning and one base hit in this game. Taylor Dollard has now gone 101 innings, 101. That was base hit number 70. That is terrifyingly good. 190 opponent average, and again, he is making his 20th start, so stats are real. Breaking pitch down and into Kyle McCann for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Taylor leading the league in wins with 10. He's 10-2. ERA by a country mile at 1.61. WHIP 0.9, and opponent's average 190. Leads the league in all four. Stretch by Dollard, get off the lead. Backdoor pitch of beauty to McCann for a called strike, and it's 1-1. Kyle, left-handed hitter, led the way last night with a three-hit ball game. Extending some personal business, we will go no further than that for now. Zach Gelof takes the lead, pitch to McCann just outside for a ball, 2-1. Kyle, 14 homers, 45 driven in. Base runner Zach Gelof, and he will go from time to time. He's 9 out of 11 in steals. Does not have a big lead at the moment. Jake Schiner holding him on at first base. Pitch swung on, fouled straight back to the bit of the mask of catcher Matt Scheffler. Count as 2 balls, 2 strikes. Defensively, Connor Hoover is in left field, and boy, he is looking straight into the sunshine right now. Tanner Kerwer is in center. Jack Larson made the catch on the first out of the ball game in right field, Jack Larson. Riley Unruh is at third base. Cesar Esturiz Jr. at short. Patrick Frick at second. Jake Schiner is the first baseman. Stretching a toss over to Schiner, getting back, standing up is Zach Gelof. Matt Scheffler is behind the plate. Taylor Dollard, as mentioned, his 20th appearance, his 20th start. Right-hander with a baseball behind his back, gives a quick glance over at first. He comes set. McCann waits. 2 balls, 2 strikes. Pitch swung on, bounce toward first base. That'll be handled by Schiner. Lead runner is out. 3-6 goes the put out. 2 down, fielder's choice for Kyle McCann, so that 15-game hit streak will remain on hold for the time being. And here is J.J. Schwarz. J.J. at 324, 4 home runs and 24 driven in. One man on, 2 men down. 2 out here in the top half of the first inning. J.J., right-handed hitter against the right-hander, Dollard. Travis Shea, Patrick Frick, the second baseman up the middle, shading the bag. First pitch to J.J., high strike, outside corner, just out there. Dollard is a guy who will throw 90-plus, but he's not a guy who's going to give you the supreme unleaded, some of which we have seen in this series, really from both staffs. But it is his four-pitch arsenal and the command of it. Big high chopper out towards short. Esturiz will get to the bag, steps on the bag, threw to first base. Cesar, there were 2 out. That's okay. You love the effort. 6 unassisted at second base. McCann is forced out, and he made the throw to first base anyway, trying apparently to get out, and I'm kidding with you here, Cesar, but trying to get apparently out number 4 in the inning. So the Rockhounds, no run. Zach Gelof with a sharp single, but nothing comes of it. Half inning complete. Village Car Wash score. The Rockhounds, nothing. And in the return of J.T. Ginn, the Arkansas Travelers are coming to bat.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We are honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Midland, visit luxury, style, and elegance. In Odessa, visit Andalusia and experience our state-of-the-art amenities. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the Ford Summer Supercharged Sales Event. Get great offers on select Ford vehicles, and you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharged Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Well, it is certainly good to see JT Ginn back on the mound. His season was sidelined on May 15th. He made his last start for the Rockhounds. Young man acquired from the New York Mets in the Chris Bassett trade. Really solid numbers. The ERA really is, kind of belies the other numbers. We'll give them to you as JT gets set to go. Here's Jack Larson, who has had a cup of coffee in the big leagues this season. A very brief one, but he has now been there. Pitch down and away to the left-handed hitter. One ball, no strikes. And JT making a couple of what are basically rehab starts. The Arizona Complex League. Fires in this ball. A little chopper up the first base side. JT's going to make the play himself and barely get to the bag in time. Boy, that was nicely handled. Really an in-betweener, if you will. No chance for Marty Bikina, the second baseman. Little, if any, chance for Kyle McCann to get there in time. But JT made the play and hustled to the bag in time and a little bouncer. So one unassisted. Welcome back, JT Ginn. Here's Riley Unruh. In terms of minor league play, a veteran switch hitter. He is the third baseman, Riley Unruh. Jake Shiner, the first baseman, batting third and playing the three spot. Jake Shiner is on deck. And Caden Polkovich will play the fourth spot. And that fourth, Polkovich at second base. Unruh waits. Pitched by JT, way high and away for a ball, 1-0. Matt Scheffler batting fifth. He's the catcher. Scheffler behind the plate. Tanner Kerwer in center field will bat sixth. Kerwer in center. Here's the 1-0. Fastball bounced foul. Well, wide at first base. And it's a ball and a strike to Unruh. Connor Hoover will bat seventh, play the seventh spot. Connor Hoover in left field. Tanner Frick. Oh, who did I write down incorrectly? I believe Polkovich, forgive me, is the DH. Frick. Yep, is the second baseman. That was by habit. Polkovich has been the second baseman. Pitch down and away for a ball. 2-1. So, correct myself, Polkovich batting cleanup. And he's the DH. Patrick Frick is the second baseman. He will bat number eight, Patrick Frick. And Cesar Esturiz Jr., the shortstop, bats ninth. His tourist at short. Pitch from Ginn, swing and a miss. Boy, good, strong, low fastball, 94 from JT. Count is 2-2. So start number six. Boy, in almost 3 months between them, his last start with the Rockhounds, May 15th. And here we are on the fifth day of August. Here's a scary number for you after this pitch. Here's the 2-2. Up and in, ball three. This is game number 100. Stephen Davis is the voice of the Travelers. The outstanding radio voices in this league. He's a good guy. Stephen and I were looking at each other yesterday. Game number 100 tomorrow? Are you kidding me? There's a swing and a miss and a pitch away. Boy, that was a fastball with a little bit of tail on it and a swinging strike three. Unruh is out. So JT with the game's first strikeout. Two men down here in inning number one. And here is Jake Shiner. Right-handed hitting first baseman, Jake, and again, the interesting numbers, he's not hitting at all for average, really, 224, but he has driven in 63 runs. Takes outside corner, called strike at the knees, 93 with a fastball from JT. JT Ginn in 16 and two-thirds innings before his injury, 15 base hits. Corner, good backup delivery for a strike, and the count is 0-2. Shiner down in the count. He's straight away in the box, stands back away from the dish a little bit. East and west, he's about midway in the batter's box. 0-2 count, stretch and pitch by JT, runs low and outside for a ball, and it's 1-2. In his five starts with the Rockhounds, 8 walks, 23 strikeouts. So a 1.38 whip, opposition hitting 231, and the earned run average is 6.48. Go figure. Point numbers can be goofy. JT's pitch, this ball launched high and foul out of play right side. We'll do it again on 1-2. JT, despite being sidelined part of this season, same thing with Ryan Cusick. They are still considered the top 10 prospects for the A's, and of course coming over in trades, both of them. Pitch down and away for a ball. And the count is 2-2 to Jake Shiner. No score, bottom of the first inning. A little bit of breeze, a little more breeze than we have had. And it is pushing out, at least in part, kind of swirling a bit. Feels more like a cross breeze, perhaps, toward left. Pitch to Shiner, ground ball to shortstop. Logan is there. Davidson sets up, throw, a little low, handled by Kyle McCann. And the inning is a 1-2-3 return. So JT Ginn back with the Rockhounds. And, boy, that really, again, figures to bolster the staff. It's going to be really, really interesting with players added here this week as we get into this game 100 and then the final 38 of this season. So we played one in North Little Rock Village Car Wash score. Rockhounds and Travs scoreless.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Now you can do more of what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Reflect auto pay discount. Taxes, fees, and restrictions apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
We know a place where you can find bacon, blue cheese, and ranch all together. And that place could be in your hands. Picture this. You're holding the new Whataburger Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Made to order with 2 fresh all-beef patties, crispy bacon, blue cheese crumbles, grilled onions, and our own peppercorn ranch. This is one of my favorite places. And actually, they're in my mind right now. Whataburger's all-new Bacon Blue Cheeseburger. Just like you like it. For a limited time at participating locations.
Top of the second, and Logan Davidson will lead it off against Taylor Dollard. No score at Dickey Stevens Park. First pitch from Dollard sails outside for a ball. 1 ball, no strikes to the Hounds shortstop. Logan at 273. 13 homers, 48 runs driven across. Switch hitter from the left side. Dollard finds the outside corner. Good backdoor breaking pitch for a strike, and it's 1-1. That first inning, and when he came out, I was looking at Taylor, and again, it is a Copa night, very brightly colored uniforms, breaking ball, swung on and missed, 1-2. Rockhounds, boy, I must say, I really like these Matamoskas uniforms. It's a deep, dark navy blue body to the jersey, and then the bright green on the sleeves that are cut off at the shoulder. Very, very sharp. The Diamantes de Arkansas, boy, they are colorful, man. They got a lot of stuff working. Here's the 1-2. Drops to the dirt, 2-2. Red body of the jersey, yellow numerals, green sleeves. Again, I would call it my take on it. And the caps have a red brim, yellow front, and green. Backdoor pitch rolled toward first base. Going to be handled there by Shiner. Covering the bag is Dollard. Nicely done. 3-1 put out. Logan Davidson, 8-game hit streak on hold. Couple of guys with streaks in this game, and they will not be easily advanced. 1 man down here in the second. Well, Taylor Dollard, I was looking at the caps, and the caps, again, they are brightly colored. Man, they got a lot of stuff working, sartorially speaking, with the fashion statement by the Diamantes, but I thought that, and he does have, actually, I think he does naturally have dark hair, but he's got some blonde hair flying out of the back of that cap, does Taylor. Called strike inside corner to Brett Harris. No balls, one strike. Brett at 272. Now, you're 10-2 with a 1.61 ERA. You can go purple if you want to. But, man, he's got a mane is what he has. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 1-1. And I glanced at the headshot they have of Taylor on the website on MILB, he has a dark beard and very short hair. But that has been taken a while ago. Pitch, good fastball, got there inside corner, 93. And again, that's getting near the top of what he will throw at, maybe 93, 94. And, of course, most guys can lean back and yet a little extra if you really amp it up. But fastball sits between 90 and 93. Great command, though, on all four pitches. Nobody on, one out, and a 1-2 count. Brett Harris takes a breaking pitch, and that didn't break, and it hit it. So just a 71-mile-an-hour pitch, and Taylor, I'm sure, talking to himself, that one just slipped away. So Brett Harris hit by a pitch, one man on, one man down, and here's Marty Bikina. Marty on the year is hitting .234 with the Rockhounds. Again, has been with Las Vegas, briefly with Advanced A Lansing, and with the Hounds now for the sixth game, and he has certainly gotten some good playing time here. Takes a fastball, boy, that just missed inside at 92. One ball, no strikes. Center field is now pretty much the only sun field, unless a ball is hit to very deep left. Shadow stretching out across all of the infield and almost to the left field wall. Pitch up high for a ball. Count is 2-0. Two balls, no strikes. But center field and both left and right center in the bright sunshine. Anything hit on a flare toward center field, if the second baseman were having to handle it, Patrick Frick in this case, sun will be a bit of an issue, not for much longer. 2-0 count. Marty waits. Stretch and pitch. Back up delivery. Nope. Just inside. Ball three. Dollard again. 22 walks and 92 strikeouts. So just slightly over a 4-1 ratio. There's just nothing on that stat card that doesn't look anything short of really good. Right-hander set. Pitch to Harris. Right down the middle. Excuse me. To Bikina right down the middle. Brett Harris taking the lead off first base. The Hounds have a base hit and a hit batsman. Travs went 1-2-3 against J.T. Ginn. Dollard comes set. Harris the lead. Pitch to Marty. A swung on it. Popped up. Shallow right field. This is going to be second baseman going to handle it. Patrick Frick, shallow right field. Pop out. Two men down here in the top half of the second. That'll bring up Shane Selman. Shane, the right fielder at 217. And he has some pop, 11 home runs and 37 runs driven in. Dollard, I mentioned, out of Cal Poly. He was a fifth-round choice during that 2020 season, which, of course, went away. He had a very good, at times, 2021 season. It was a swing and a high pop-up. This may be playable. Foul ground, first base, side, long run, but out of Dollard coming into this season had struggled a bit at Advanced Single A. He's been with the Travs all of this year. He was really good at what is now the Single A or Low A level with Modesto in the California League last year. He went up to Advanced A and got knocked around a little bit. A 6 ERA. It's interesting to read the preseason scouting reports on him. Backed up pitch and a beauty, called strike to Shane, 0-2 to Selman. He was 23, and so he was not overly on the gray beard in Advanced Day, but was among the older players and yet struggled a bit. Pitch swung on and missed. Well, he comes back with a really good off-speed pitch, and Shane Selman out on strikes. So a hit batsman does no damage other than it didn't feel good for Brett Harris. No runs, no hits, no errors, and a man left on. To the bottom of the second, we're in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Our broadcast is brought your way by Village Car Wash, and our score, Hounds nothing, Travs nothing.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter-Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the ONG news that matters to the people of Midland. We look at trends and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best come. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
In the last half of the second inning, it'll be the middle third of the order. Gabe Polkovich will lead it off. He is the designated hitter. I correct my card. He is the DH. Matt Scheffler will bat second in the inning, the catcher, and then Tanner Kerwer, the middle third of the order, to face JT Ginn. JT, right-hander, and drafted by the Mets second round in 2020 out of Mississippi State. Backdoor pitch, called strike out there on the outside edge to Polkovich. Caden is a switch hitter, batting from the left side here. Polkovich at 233, four home runs, 35 driven in. Swings and misses on a pitch down and in. Boy, fastball with some sink on it, ran down over the inside part of the plate. Polkovich could not catch it. Really good base runner if he gets on. He's 15 out of 16 on the base paths. Stretch and a pitch by Ginn, fastball down to the dirt, and the count goes 1-2. And for JT, that earned run average, I think you really look at it at 6.48 coming in. He's tossed it right out the window. Other numbers very good. Stretch in the 1-2 pitch, swing and a miss. Boy, a huge swing by Polkovich, comes up empty. Second strikeout for JT, and it's one down here in the second inning now for Matt Scheffler. I'm talking with Chris Smith, the Rockhounds pitching coach, about JT Ginn and Ryan Cusick in particular. Luis Medina can really be added to that list now, coming over in the Frankie Montas trade. Matt Scheffler takes down and away for a ball. One ball, no strikes. And again, still very young in their professional careers, so they're dealing with the pressure of expectation. Well, it's not easy. And JT, of course, now he is back. Ryan Cusick dealing with an oblique injury. That is, boy, the mystery injury in terms of recovery time. But that just adds to the frustration. Stretch and pitch by Ginn just outside at 90, and the count goes 3 balls, no strikes. Well, he strikes out Polkovich on 4 pitches, but goes 3-0 to Scheffler. Matt, right-handed hitter. Ginn's pitch down the middle, called strike 3-1. Chris made a really good point about the expectation and worrying about such things, and he has really told both JT and Ryan not to worry about anything but do the rehab, and of course for JT that is now done. Pitch right down the middle, called strike 2. But he made a good point. Both Ryan Cusick and JT Ginn are certainly guys who have been in their respective spotlights as young amateur players. You know, they're used to that level of expectation, at least to an extent. 3-2 pitch, bounced foul. Do it again on 3-2. Luis Medina coming over in the Frankie Montas trade, and he is, well, guys, just got electric stuff. Arkansas got to him a little bit. He is definitely a work in progress, but boy, the upside, as Baseball America pointed out, is awfully good. Here's the stretch and pitch, and he got him, called third strike. Scheffler felt that might have been outside. He'll turn and bark a little bit, and he is the catcher, so he'll get a little bit of leeway. But after going 3-0, Ginn comes back and strikes out Matt Scheffler. Two men down on JT's third strikeout. Here's Tanner Kerwer. Right-handed inning center fielder at 239. Another good base runner if he gets on. He's 18 out of 20, so he's a 90% base stealer. No score in the second inning. Hounds and Travelers. A good bunch on hand here tonight in North Little Rock. Interesting combination. Here's the pitch from JT down and away. One ball, no strikes. It's fireworks night and also bucket hat night. Boy, the little double little bucket hats. They're wonderfully goofy looking. I mean, I love bucket hats. I think you're cool. Little check swing, did not mean to. Taps one into the on-deck circle where niftily, I might add, Connor Hoover, with bat in his right hand, ranges to his right and reaches across and catches the little bouncer with his batting gloved left hand. One ball, one strike, nobody on, two out. Pitch by Ginn, popped in the air. Is it playable behind the dish? Giving a look as J.J., as always, hustling. And he will be out of room, and it's 1-2. Ball and two strikes. Couldn't tell if somebody got that, but the reaction was pretty good downstairs. One ball and two strikes, nobody on, and two men down. The bucket hat, of course, bucket hat is kind of the line I always think about comes from Caddyshack, the brilliant comedic delivery of Rodney Dangerfield when Judge Schmales puts on a bucket like. I don't know if it's classic bucket hat, but it's close enough. Pitch to the corner, just low and away. JT was a step and a half to the dugout. He thought he got him 2-2. Boy, if indeed that missed, it could not have missed by a whole bunch. Threw it right where he wanted and just missed. Two balls, two strikes, bases empty, two down. Kerwer takes down and away ball three. Three balls, two strikes. What did Rodney Dangerfield say about the judge's hat? Hey, you buy a hat like that, you got to get a bowl of soup. Just love that stuff. One of the few lines in Caddyshack that you can actually repeat on the air. The three ball, two strike stretch now. Bases empty, two down. Ginn with a pitch. Bouncer ball toward third. Couple of hops to Brett Harris. Looks it into the glove. Throws to first in time. Inning over. No, it didn't. The ball gave him up. Yep, he did make the catch. Then the ball came out. Traveler's going to argue this a little bit. The ball came out of the glove of Kyle McCann, but it is deemed by Alex Nash that the catch had initially been made and held onto. Then the ball dropped. I don't know if we'll get a second look at it. Matter of fact, we will, and then we'll go to break real quick here in a moment. Got it, then he flipped it out of the glove, I think. That's a little bit borderline, but I think probably the correct call is made. Their inning is over, and for JT again, it is six up, six down in his return. Village Car Wash score after two. Hounds nothing, Trabs nothing.
Aldridge Gardens is Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center. Aldridge serves all of your landscape and outdoor living needs with degreed horticulturists and Texas-certified nursery professionals on staff. And we offer a complete nursery and garden center. In fact, many of our bedding plants, hanging baskets, and trees are homegrown. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987, on Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
At All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, we are your West Texas Ram truck headquarters. We have half tons, three-quarter tons, one tons, and more. Two- and four-wheel drive, diesel, and the legendary Hemi. We've got them all. And have you seen the completely new 2022 Wagoneer? You owe it to yourself to come see one today. You'll be amazed. Stop by and see our impressive inventory or check them out online at MidlandDodge.com. That's All American Chrysler Jeep Dodge Ram of Midland, where it's our goal to become the only place to buy a truck.
Now, so far, the pitching matchup on paper has translated to the playing field. Nicky McDonald leads it off. Rockhounds have one base hit. That was a sharp single by Zach Geloff and a hit by pitch. Travs are six up, six down against J.T. Ginn in his return. And very nearly 3 months between double-A starts for J.T. So here's Mickey McDonald, left-handed hitter. He's the center fielder. Takes way up high for a ball, 1-0. Top of the order, Max Schumann and Zach Geloff. And again, he's the guy with the base hit in this game. Here in the top half of the third, field almost entirely in shadows now. Just some glimmers of sunlight sneaking through the structure of the stadium. Stretch and pitch by Dollard, and that's fouled away. Jammed Mickey a little bit, 1-1. Mickey in his ninth game now was with the club for a week in early July. And again, that was by design, a short stay. And now some shuffling, and he finds himself, at least for the moment, a full-time member of the Hounds. Swings and fouls one back. It's 1-2. Even, of course, with the expanded rosters up to 28 over the last couple of years, still just an absolute numbers game, and there just isn't always room at the end, if you will, at AAA. 1-2 pitch, backdoor pitch, and that's ripped toward right field in the corner. It goes. That is a fair ball, and that will get down and, I think, bounce over the short fence. So a ground rule double. Mickey McDonald, boy, turned on a 1-2 pitch and drove that ball. That's a rope into the right field corner. Again, the fence is short all the way from the foul pole to the edge of the batter's eye on the right side of the outfield here. The bullpens are behind that 5 or so foot high fence. That's a double into the right field corner. And the batter is Max Schumann. Well, there again, number 9 hitter doing a nice job right there. Again, Bobby Crosby, I've said it before, especially when it was Chase Kalibwig, because he is hitting so well. He's sidelined right now. Darn it. Bunt attempt by Schumann, and that'll be handled nicely at third base. Throwing plenty of time by Unruh, but that's a sacrifice bunt. And out at third goes Mickey McDonald. It's a beauty for Max Schumann. Sacrifice bunt goes 5-3, puts a runner at third base with one man down.
Next up is number 18.
And now here is Zach Geloff. Our PA announcer, by the way, and I've forgotten his first name, he's a really, really nice guy, and he and I were talking today. I gave him pronunciations opening night, and he tripped over Marty Bikina. I think he corrected that one. But, and it happens, if you do public address, you do radio, whatever it is, every once in a while a name will just trip you up, and Zach Geloff is tripping him up. Swinging the ground ball left side, runner going to come to the plate, and he's going to be out by a quarter mile, trying to get in a rundown, but tagged out is Mickey. So fielder's choice for Zach. He hit it sharply. Rockdown's really rolling the dice right there. So a 5-2 put out. Mickey. And that's one you never know. That's one Bobby might want back. Runner at third base. Ball was sharply hit, but Unruh was there, made the play, came home with it. And Mickey McDonald, not much of a chance. He is tagged out. Runner at first with two men away. Now here's Kyle McCann. He reached on a fielder's choice his first time up. The PA guy, again, really just really nice gentleman, has been saying Geloff, Zach Geloff, which sounds rather artistic. Called strike right down the chute to Kyle McCann. And I just happened to glance. I could see the PA booth, just a couple of booths down to my left. And when he announced Zach's name or started to today, he tripped all over it. There was this long pause. He got it right the first time, got it wrong the second time. Pitch up high for a ball. And again, I happened to glance over, and he just popped himself upside the head as if to say, come on now. It's such a frustrating feeling. I mean, the name could be Smith, and for whatever the reason, you know, you want to say Smythe or whatever it might be. It's not rocket science, but sometimes it'll get you. Boy, speaking from big-time, first-hand experience. Swing and a miss, Kyle, and it's kind of a 1-2 count. So Taylor Dollard with a leadoff double in this inning. He's given up 2 hits in 3 innings, and he doesn't give up much more than that on average, if that. Stretched by the right-hander. Runner at first is Zach Geloff. Geloff. Pitch up high for a ball. It's 2 balls and 2 strikes. Kyle at 259. Left-handed hitter. First baseman catcher combination, Rockdown's William Simon. I mentioned it Tuesday. I don't know that I mentioned it last night. Meant to, and he is up at AAA now. So Simon went up. And the Hounds still have 3 guys who are basically catcher, first base, DH. Backdoor pitch bounced foul, still 2-2. Kyle McCann, J.J. Schwarz, and Tyler Soderstrom, who is not in the lineup tonight. Certainly going there, and with the roster only coming back around, getting some key people off the injured list. Not everybody, by the way. Jeremy Ironman's still out, as is Chase Kalibwig. Backdoor pitch, punched foul. Good protective swing by Kyle. That was probably ball 3, but when you say probably, not necessarily. The count will stay 2-2. No score, top half of the 3rd inning. So Taylor Dollard with that blonde mane flying out of the back of that brightly colored Diamantes de Arkansas cap. Toss over to first base, Maddie. Kind of looks like modern art, and they got a whole bunch of colors working with that. Got the bright yellow, the red, the green. Rockdowns, as mentioned, are wearing the Matamoscas uniforms tonight. Dark blue trimmed into lime green. Big swing and a miss. Kyle goes after the fastball at 93 and comes up empty. Now that's a terrific and great escape for Taylor Dollard as he gives up the leadoff double to Mickey McDonald, that comes back and gets the out. And no damage done to the bottom half of the 3rd. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after 2.5, no score.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of 7 spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Imagine you walk into work, turn on your computer, and are met with a message telling you that all your files are now encrypted. Your company has just been hit with ransomware. Every 14 seconds, a new organization will fall victim to ransomware. These and other cyber attacks cost business a year. More than half of these attacks go undetected by antivirus software. Protect your business before it's too late. Call Hilliard Office Solutions for a free security review.
Bottom half of the third inning on the way at Dickie Stevens Park here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. Hounds will be here through Sunday afternoon. That'll be a 1:35 start. Go 7:05 tomorrow, then 1:35 on Sunday. Oh, we will talk about whiffs. I had to call them my cheat notes here. The art of the strikeout on our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. And I will give you one of the most remarkable sets of stats of numbers. Not a bunch of them, by the way. Not a bunch, but just very specifically, I think just remarkable. One of the most remarkable numbers in all of baseball. We'll do that on the way. So to the bottom half of the third we go. Connor Hoover is the batter. Left-handed hitting left fielder. Swings and sends one into right center field. That's well struck. That's going to go down for extra bases. Going to bounce once and twice. Base to the wall and left. Might be three. Hoover will turn. He will not pause at all. Relay throw from shallow right center on the way. They get him. Yep, he's out of third base. No argument, by the way, from the third base coaching box, and that is the litmus test. So it is a double. Each team with a leadoff double here in the third inning. Taylor Dollard pitched out of it. And J.T. Ginn will get a really nice play behind him defensively. I'm going to check, by the way, on make sure on both of those throws. I was really kind of focusing on Hoover. As he came around second, there wasn't a whole lot of doubt, though. Man, he was absolutely flying. But the Rockhounds get him on the nice relay from shallow right center field. So nobody on, one man down. First base hit of the game for the Travs. And Patrick Frick will be the batter. Takes a strike at the knees, does the Arkansas second baseman, and it's 0-1. Well hit ball by Hoover. Hoover only hitting 164, but boy, he tagged and it's one ball, one strike. So bases empty, one man down on the double and the very, very nicely executed relay throw. Frick at the plate, Isturas on deck. Bottom third of the order here in the bottom of the third inning. Pitch stays high from JT. One, make it two balls, one strike. 2-1 the count. Patrick Frick, right-handed hitter at 232. He's played both second and third in this series. Ginn is set. Pitch from JT. Ground ball sharply hit at third. That's a fair ball near the line. Going to be a long throw by Harris. He got it. Boy, good play by Brett. That ball was near the corner of the infield dirt, outfield grass, and near the line. So that is a very long throw. Nicely handled. And two men down in the inning. I believe, by the way, the play was, I think, Mickey McDonald to Marty Bikina, and that's what I'm just trying to look at. And I believe that is correct. And then, of course, on to third base and Brett Harris. Pitch down low for a ball to Cesar Isturas. So I'm going to go with 8-4-5 on that, and I believe that that is correct. Two men down in the inning. And here is Isturas with an 0-1, or 1-0 count, rather. Switch hitter from the left side. Ginn's pitch. Bouncer up the middle, shortstop Davidson to the second base side of the bag, throws a little low on Davidson's throw, handled by Kyle McCann. Good play by both guys. Logan really came a long way across the bag to make that play, and then Kyle handles the throw. It was across the body on the run by Logan, and it tailed on him a little bit, but Kyle dug it out for the out. So no runs on a base hit, no errors, and in this case, nobody left on base. Both teams a leadoff double in the third, but both come up empty. So we played three, Friday Night Baseball, Texas League style. Our broadcast brought your way by Village Car Wash, and after three, no score.
After my first car accident, I feared the biggest damage would be to my wallet. I expected a mountain of bills and a long, drawn-out process. But my Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent was there when I needed her and helped me get back on my feet and in my car in no time, except recovery.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
At Village Car Wash, we have one goal: to make your vehicle look its very best. And we've been doing it since 1969, more than 50 years. Village Car Wash also offers fuel, complete detailing, and 14-point oil changes. You'll find us at 604 Andrews Highway, open Monday through Friday from 8 to 5 and Saturdays from 8 to 4. The best in the business for more than 50 years. Village Car Wash, Midland's first car wash.
Thanks for joining us for Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Oxy.
It is kind of like we figured. No score through three. JT again, very sharp in his return. Gave up the double, but got some good defense behind him. And Taylor Dollard, you can ask any team in the Texas League, has been off the charts good in 2022. Rockhounds have a couple of base hits against him. But a scoreless game as we go to the top half of the fourth inning. J.J. Schwarz leads it off. Right-hander delivers, and Dollard sails it up high for ball 1-1-0. Rockhounds, no runs, two hits. Travelers, no runs, one hit. Each team lead off double in the third, but neither could produce a run. 1-0. Schwarz from the right side. Takes a backup pitch. It got there. Called strike. 1-1. J.J. bounced into an inning-ending fielder's choice. With Kyle McCann forced out at second base, then Cesar Asturias went ahead and threw to first base anyway. I love that. Out number four. Pitch to the corner, called strike. Boy, just a breaking pitch that swept across the heart of the plate. Quick 0-2 count to J.J. And 324 batting average in 40 games since coming from Las Vegas. One ball, two strikes. Logan Davidson and Brett Harris will follow here in the Rockhounds fourth. Backup pitch, and that's lined toward the right field side. That's going to sink and drop a base hit. A little flare by J.J. He's going to turn and come for two. Left fielder, right fielder Larson with the throw, but nowhere near in time. And a hustle double for J.J. Schwarz. So in both halves of the third and here in the fourth, leadoff doubles. This one kind of a sharp flare down the right field line. A really good piece of hitting on a 1-2 pitch. J.J. went with it. Hit it down that right field side. The ball solidly fair on the opposite field double. So, runner in scoring position with nobody out. Rockhounds did not cash in last time. You're talking about a guy with the best ERA in the league by leaps and bounds. You need to take advantage. One would think Logan takes down and in for a ball. Bounced out first base to pitcher. His first time up did Logan Davidson. Mount shortstop, facing Taylor Dollard. Looks over his right shoulder at second base, comes to the plate, but delivers high and away for a ball. It's two balls, no strikes. Taylor, a top 10 prospect. I think probably the two most popular and understandably so rating systems would be Baseball America and the MLB.com pipeline. And both of those services have both of these starting pitchers in their top tens. Ground ball up the middle, but right there is the shortstop is Turris. Throw to first is in time. Again, a runner to third base with one down in the inning. Sharply hit ball by Logan, but they had him shaded up the middle as Turris makes the play easily. But again, it is enough to push the runner to third base. So here's Brett Harris, hit by a pitch his first time up. Runner at third, one man down, top of the fourth inning, no score. Infield in all the way around. So Brett looking to make solid contact one way or another and bring in the game's first run. Dollard's pitch way up and in. One ball, no strikes. Brett batting from the right side. 272 average. 8 home runs. One of them in this series. Takes down the middle but low. Ball two. Fastball just a bit low. Again, Dollard won't throw in that 95-mile-an-hour range, at least not usually. He's 90 to maybe 94 in this game, and that fits the scouting report we have of him. Back up pitch, ground ball. That's a fair ball down the left field line. Brett Harris will drive home a run. He'll be limited, I think, to a single. Yep, that ball caromed off the stands as they jet out toward the left field line, but that is an RBI single for Brett Harris. Sharply hit ball, and this time the Hounds take advantage of the leadoff double, as in to score is J.J. Schwarz. RBI number 29 for Brett Harris. Base hit number 4 for the Rockhounds. And again, as the song says, and the grammar may be improper, but the sentiment is accurate against Taylor Dollard. It don't come easy. Now here's Marty Bikina. Swings and fouls the first pitch away. J.J.'s leadoff double was kind of half-liner, half-looper. Really good swing of the bat, protecting the outside part of the plate, and a drop for a double. The other three base hits have been very sharply hit. On an 0-1, pitch to Marty, backs up inside corner, called strike off speed, but it got there at the knees. Boy, that is a tough pitch. So 1-0 Rockhounds, or Matamoskis here in the fourth inning. 0-2 to Marty Bikina. One on, one out. Brett Harris, the base runner. Dollard from the stretch. Pitch to Marty, down and away, throw behind the runner. And, boy, a good throw might have had a chance, but, of course, that's part of the equation, isn't it? A snap throw isn't all that easy to get 100% accuracy as you would like. Getting back in was Brett Harris. So the count of ball and two strikes to Marty. Shane Selman waiting on deck. Field entirely in shadows. Sky still a pale early evening blue. Little haze on the horizon, but other than that, not a cloud in the sky this evening. Stretch by Dollard. 1-2 pitch. Bikina swings and pops it up. Right side, drifting toward foul ground is Frick. And the second baseman will glove it. Boy, he went a long way to get that ball. Foul ground by 10 or 15 feet. So Bikina pops out, two away, and here's Shane Selman. And started the game at 91 degrees on the actual thermometer, and with the heat index at 100. We've got a little more humidity again today. Take a quick check and see what we have right now. Still about 87 degrees, so 95 on the heat index. Back up pitch inside for a ball. It's one ball and no strikes. There are towns in this league. This is one of them. Corpus Christi, without question, is one of them. Where that heat index thing, yeah, there's a whole bunch of truth to that. Dollard's backup pitch got there, called strike, and it's one ball, one strike to Shane. Boy, Dollard is absolutely fearless throwing that off-speed pitch, a backup pitch. You miss with that and leave it out over the plate, and a lot of bad things can happen, but he has had excellent command on that little backup pitch to right-handed hitters. Shane swings. Base hit center field. Shane Selman. Boy, since the second half began, he has offensively really been something of a different player. Just terrific to see. So Shane Selman with a base hit. First and second, two down. Hounds have 5 hits in 3 2/3 against Taylor Dollard. And I will guarantee you that is way out of the ordinary. Again, coming into this game, 69 hits in 1 2/3 innings. And the Hounds doing a nice job at the dish in this game. Leading 1-0, 2-on, 2 out. Here's Mickey McDonald. He doubled his first time. But again, did not score. Swings and pops it straight back out of play. 1 count to Mickey, left-handed hitting center fielder. Oh, there's our first roof foul ball. On is caught in the air. Nice job. Guy in row 1, 2, 3, 4. Is it 5 down there? Yep. Row 5 caught it. He's been here before. He knows how to play the roof game. 0-1 pitch, that ball hit in the air to center field on his horse's Kerwer, and he will dive and make the catch. Tell you how good that was. Riley Unroe, who is a veteran of minor league baseball, extended his hand straight up in the air and applauded. Brilliant catch by Kerwer, diving catch in center field, takes a run away without question. Inning is over. The Rockhounds, though, get a run on 3 base hits. Not easily done against Taylor Dollard. To the bottom of the fourth we go. Village Car Wash score, Hounds 1, Travelers nothing.
VIP Sports Getaway has an unforgettable experience in store for Dallas Cowboy fans. Enjoy the trip with friends and let VIP Sports Getaway take care of the rest. Our packages include your game ticket, hotel accommodations, transportation, and the ultimate Bill Bates tailgate party. It's a private, all-inclusive party with a catered meal and beverages directly across from the stadium. To find out more about our Cowboys packages, visit VIPSportsGetaway.com.
They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
JT Ginn back to the mound, bottom half of the fourth inning, 1-0 to score. And again, you can't expect to put a whole bunch on the board against Taylor Dollard. Mentioned big innings have really been the difference in this series for both ball clubs to this point. Rocktown's got it wasn't a huge inning, but they got four in the third inning last night, led 5-0, and they went on to post the victory. 7-1 was the final last night. Again, Arkansas leads the series 2-1. Rockhounds lead in the South is 2 games. Briscoe is really hot. They won 5 in a row. Rough Riders, remember, led the first half. I think at least half of the first half. Top of the order in the bottom of the fourth. And stepping in, taking a strike, is left-handed hitting right fielder Jack Larson. Bounced out to JT Ginn, unassisted, to start the ball game offensively for the Travelers. Ginn's 0-1 pitch down and in for a ball, one ball and one strike. Well, through four innings, Rockhounds have gone through the order exactly twice. In the last of the fourth, Arkansas now to the top of the order just for the second time. Ginn's pitch, ball hard hit, deep center field. With room is McDonald. Boy, he got turned around a little bit. Mickey will make the catch. Maybe turned the wrong way, but either way, he did hang on to it. Kind of reach a little bit and reach down a tinch to make the play, but Mickey makes it one man down. It was on this date, 1986. Our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia, Steve Carlton, lefty as they call out number 4,000. Rarified air. Let's take it back a step. How about 3,000 strikeouts? Here is Riley Unruh. Big high chopper out towards second base. Play across the body. Throw is not going to be in time. Really good effort by Marty Bikina at second, and an infield single by Riley Unruh. That is just an absolute Baltimore chop. Ball pounded into the ground in front of home plate. It goes on a huge high hop, and by the time the defender makes the play, he just does not have time to get the batter now turned base runner. Baltimore chop base hit, one on, one out, and here is Jake Shiner now. Number three hitter in the order, bounced to short his first time up. Caden Polkovich waiting on deck. One on, one out, 1-0 Hounds in the fourth. With a chance now here for the Travs. Shiner waits, swings, line drive, center field, and that is a base hit. 2-1 and one man down. Shiner with an absolute line drive to center field. So a couple of sharply hit baseballs the last two innings now against JT. First and second, one man down. How many pitchers in big league history, and I'm going to make this a little two-parter, and I'll get you that amazing statistic. I think just stunning. How many pitchers in big league history have 3,000 strikeouts? Like, that's a huge step down. On this date, Steve Carlton got his 4,000th. But how many pitchers have 3,000 strikeouts in big league history? I guess you go to 0 to 50. And obviously it's not 0. Swinging the foul back, 0-1 to Polkovich. Caden struck out swinging his first time. So we'll go, 0 to 50. How many 3,000 strikeout pitchers are there? 3,000 Ks in a big league career. That's in itself rarefied air. 0-1 count, 2-1, 1 out. Ginn comes set, time is called, and what do we have? Oh, we got a pitch clock violation. One ball, one strike. JT taking too long. We've had two or three of those. Kyle McCann, in fact, a
called third in this series. One ball, one strike, two on, one out. Ginn's pitch down and in. That's ball two, 2-1. So the Trav's getting something going here. Infield single by Unroe. Line drive single up the middle by Jake Shiner. 2-1, one out. JT set, hands away from the body, about letter high. Leg kick, pitch, foul, straight back. Now two balls, two strikes. Don't know if that got our catcher or home plate umpire. J.J. Schwarz, by the way, behind the dish for the Rock Hounds tonight, so don't know if that got J.J. or maybe our home plate umpire, Jake Bruner, our crew chief. And now we have, oh, a balk is called on J.T. Ginn. No arguing. You can always get a pretty good sense. Just look at the dugout. There was no argument. That is a huge mistake. So the balk is called against J.T. Ginn, and now it is second and third with one man out. So he has added some pressure unto himself here. Tying run at third, go ahead run at second. JT set 2-2 to Polkovich, the cleanup batter for the Travelers. Pitch, ball hit in the air, right center field. That's going to get down. That's extra base hits. Travelers are going to take the lead. Ball against the base of the wall. Polkovich will stop at second, and it's Arkansas 2 and the Rockhounds 1 on the two-run double by Kate Polkovich. And Polkovich, again, a switch hitter, just turned and drove that ball. Polkovich with his 36th and 37th RBIs of the season. Well, that spot in the ballpark has been like a magnet for extra base hits. Deep right center field, right at the opposing bullpen, in fact. The Hounds, of course, are camped out down there. So it is a 2-1 ball game. Here is Matt Scheffler. Fastball bounced toward third, handled on one long hop by Brett Harris. Throws, so two men are out. And the batter will be Tanner Kerwer. Well, Kerwer is the reason this isn't a 2-2 tie. He made a terrific sliding catch in center field, taking a potential hit away from Mickey McDonald to end the top half of this, the fourth inning. 2-1 Travs, and again, boy, runs are tough to come by against Taylor Dollard, so the Travs come right back and get the equalizer and the go-ahead run. Kerwer, big swing and a miss, comes up empty, 0-1. To this pitch, give you our first trivia answer. Well, first of a quick two-parter, how many big league pitchers ever with 3,000 strikeouts? Kerwer waits, 0-1 pitch. Check swing, did he go? I think he did. Yep, a little check swing he went upon appeal that is granted. First base umpire Alex Nash. Jake Bruner is our crew chief behind home plate. Gretna, Nebraska, his home. Alex Nash at first from Atascadero, California. And at third base, Ben Engstrand from West Des Moines, Iowa. Pitch down and away, and that is blocked, but the runner will move up on the wild pitch. So that'll make both runs earned now for sure. So a runner at third and a one ball, two strike count. A 2-1 ball game, runner at third, two out, and that steps things up a little bit here in terms of pressure. J.T. Ginn trying to get out of the inning with two runs across. Tanner Kerwer, right-handed hitter with a 1-2 count. Stretched by the right-hander. J.T.'s pitch. Got him. Outside corner. Boy, Kerwer knew it. He was walking away between the Stee, the Reich, and the three. But the Travelers have taken the lead. Two runs on three consecutive base hits. No errors, and one man is left on base. Trivia answer in part number two coming up, and we have played four. After four complete, Village Car Wash score now reads the Arkansas Travelers 2 and the Rockhounds 1.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. one, two, and three-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. Anatole on Briarwood in Midland brings it all together with an ideal location combined with contemporary, well-appointed apartment homes. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
In the top half of the fifth inning, Taylor Dollard will face the top of the Rockhounds order, Max Schumann, Zach Geloff, and Kyle McCann. 2-1 Trouts, all the scoring in this game in the fourth inning. Max is 0-1. Flew out to right field to start the ball game. Had a sacrifice bunt, I should say. His last time up. Pushed a runner to third. Rockhounds did not take advantage of that, and that's a pretty big moment, I think, in this game. Here's a swing and a drive to left field. Pulled it toward the left field corner. This is going to be near the corner, but there to make the play just before he ran out of our view is Connor Hoover. Well hit ball to left field toward the corner, but out is Max going after the first pitch of the inning here. One down in the fifth. So Schumann flies out here. Zach Geloff, 1-for-2 with a single back in the first. First part of our Hilliard IT Solutions trivia. How many pitchers in big league history have 3,000 or more strikeouts, 4,000 on this date a while back? Pitch up high to Zach for ball one. Well, 3,000 is pretty remarkable in itself. Only 19 pitchers ever have struck out 3,000 batters or more. I mean, that's an amazing career. Called strike, inside edge, 1-1. So 19. Of those 19, including Steve Carlton, how many have struck out 4,000 batters or more? Think about that. 4,000 strikeouts. Pitch, swing, and a miss, 1-2. Zach at the plate. Kyle McCann 0-2. Kyle will say it with him nowhere near the plate. 15-game hit streak in some jeopardy. Logan Davidson, 8-gamer in jeopardy. 0-2 or 0-4-2 for both of them. Elocution is my life. Here's the 1-2. Way up high. That one just slipped off the fingertips at all of 69 miles an hour, and it's 2-2. Sky darkening here. Now a little bit of a blue-gray with a light starting to shine brightly at Dickey Stevens Park. Stretch of pitch by Dollard way up and away. Yanked the fastball now. That was at 95. And again, that's about as hard as he will throw. So the guess is there, or the appearance is, that he reached back, tried to get a little extra against Geloff, but he overthrew it up high for a ball. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Nobody on, 1 out. 2-1 Trabs. Pitch to Zach, swings and fouls it away, out of play. Well, the answer, how many pitchers have 4,000 or more strikeouts? It really is. It's the Mount Rushmore of strikeouts in big league history. They are in a league of their own, so to speak. 3-2, Geloff swings, fouls at bat. Four of them. Nolan Ryan, Roger Clemens. Oops, I skipped over Randy Johnson. Sorry, big unit. Steve Carlton, Randy Johnson. Carlton, that's it. 4,000 or more. That is a total just almost unattainable. Swing, and there's a high fly ball left center field. It'll be Kerwer, the center fielder, who is camped and waiting, and he's got it for the out. So a battle there between Geloff and Dollard will win that battle. Two men down for Kyle McCann. I'm going to give you the numbers, and then I'm going to do some arithmetic for you. It is Friday. You should not have to do any arithmetic. Nolan, as you know, he's the leader. 5,714. He was closer to 6,000 than he was to 5,000. Nolan Ryan. Here's Kyle McCann. Check swing. He went 0-1. Randy Johnson, 4,875. So he almost got to that 5,000 mark. Roger Clemens, 4,672. And Steve Carlton, 4,136. Swinging a ground ball, got a chance up the middle. Base hit, 16-gamer for Kyle McCann. Matches the uniform number on his back with a base hit. Who's had all those home runs on the last road trip. But Kyle continues to hit in this 16-game streak for terrific average as well. So Kyle McCann on with two men down for J.J. Schwarz doubled his last time up, a double, kind of a flare down the right field line, came around to score, gave the Hounds a 1-0 lead, which was short-lived. It's 2-1 Arkansas in the fifth. So here's J.J. with Kyle McCann on at first base. 16-game streak and a good one. Pitch swung on, lifted high in the air, left center field. Plenty of room again for Kerwer. He's there, and he's got it, and the inning is over. Well, J.J., I think, probably got his pitch, but got under it a little bit. So the one bit of news there in that inning, one base hit for the Rockhounds as Kyle McCann extends his hit streak to 16 ball games. I just gave you the Mount Rushmore of strikeout artists in big league history, and I'm going to do some arithmetic for you that I think, not the arithmetic itself, of course, but, boy, just what it indicates. Stunning. To the bottom of the fifth, Village Car Wash score, Travs 2, Rockhounds 1. And, oh my, we have a, well, the computer does not want to cooperate right now, so middle of the fifth inning, and pitching change for the Rockhounds. Well, that's interesting. Of course, all computers do that at some point. You know, you press the button, and you're expecting a response, and the computer just looks back at you and says, yeah, not right now. I'll see you next time. Michael Danielak will come on to pitch for the Rockhounds here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. And just kind of figured that JT wouldn't go maybe any more than four innings again. It's just his third start since the middle of May at any level. First for the Rockhounds since that time, after making two starts in the Arizona Complex League, which is the former Arizona Rookie League. So Michael Danielak on the pitch in the fifth. And for JT, very solid. He goes four innings in this game. He gave up four base hits, three of them in succession in the fourth inning. Two runs, both will be earned. He did not walk a batter, and he struck out four. So JT Ginn, I would think a very good debut. One wild pitch, one balk. And Michael Danielak will face the bottom third of the order here in the bottom half of the fifth inning. Well, those four guys who have 4,000 strikeouts in their careers, and of course you have to be a dominant pitcher, and B, you have to pitch for a long time. The guy who is fifth on that list is he is actually a franchise alum. He did pitch for the Rockhounds, or they were the Angels at the time. Matter of fact, all the way back, it was a long time ago. I know that because it was my first year. It was 1992. Bert Blyleven is fifth on the list, 1,701. Connor Hoover fouls Michael Danielak's first pitch straight back, 0-1. Now, 3,700 strikeouts is a boatload, but it is not 4,000, of course, rather obviously so. But Bert is fifth all-time, so those four guys, 4,000 or more, man, that's Mount Rushmore time. Pitch inside for a ball, 1-1. It'll be Connor Hoover, Patrick Frick, and Cesar Asturias Jr. here in the fifth. 2-1, Travelers lead the Hounds. Danielak's pitch down the middle, but low. Count goes two balls and one strike. I find this number to be remarkable. I'll give you actually four numbers here. Just the difference between Nolan Ryan and anybody else. Pop up, left side of the infield, Brett Harris, Logan Davidson. And it'll be Logan. And again, if the shortstop makes the call, that's his. And he did, and he caught it. Pop out to short, one man down. Nolan Ryan, 5,714. The guy who is next on the list is Randy Johnson. Okay, Randy Pause Johnson. Nolan has 839 more than the second highest total. Second highest being the big unit. Danielak fastball, grounded to third on three hops. Brett Harris the play, the throw, and the out. Patrick Frick, first pitch swinging, grounds out to third. Two out in the fifth inning. Roger Clemens is third. The Rocket, Roger Clemens.
Nolan Ryan struck out more than 1,000 batters more than Roger Clemens. 1,042 to be exact. Steve Carlton is fourth on the list. Nolan struck out 1,578 more batters than Carlton. Pitch down low for a ball, 1-0. You were talking about the top four of all time who are separated by a bunch from the rest of anybody who's ever pitched a baseball in Major League Baseball. Ball hit to right field, pulled it a bit. Selman is there. Catch is made. Inning is over. Cesar Asturias reaching perhaps for that pitch. I think pulled a middle out delivery. And it'll be a 1-2-3 inning for Michael. There are numbers in the game of baseball that are just absolutely stunning. The DiMaggio streak, among others. But Nolan Ryan's strikeout total, absolutely astounding. We have played five. A 1-2-3 inning here for the Travs. Village Car Wash score through five complete. Arkansas 2, Rockhounds 1.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. It's an easy thing to do. Just crack open an ice-cold Coors Light and chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Who's counting anyways? Or hang out with just your dog because you've had enough human interaction this week. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
You're listening to Texas League Baseball with the Rockhounds. This game summary is brought to you by Suddenlink.
Five in the books on a Friday night. Arkansas leading a game that I think in terms of score is probably, in terms of the low scoring nature of the game, probably what we would have expected. Arkansas 2, Rockhounds 1. Hounds are facing the absolute, positive, without question, best in the Texas League in this game. Taylor Dollard back to work as the right-hander. Logan Davidson to face him. Delivery up and away for a ball, 1-0. Rockhounds one run, six hits. And that is really out of profile for Dollard. Two runs, four hits for the Travs. All the runs scoring in this game in the fourth. Pitch high and away to Logan, 2-0. Logan Davidson, Brett Harris, and Mark, 2-1 score. JT Ginn went the first four in his return for the Rockhounds. Dollard pitching into the sixth in his 20th start of the year. Delivers inside, ball three. The inning that you look at, it's a big one. Mickey McDonald leading off the third with a double, but the Hounds did not get him home. Against any pitcher, you really want that run. Against Dollard, you almost have to. Pitch down the middle, called strike, 3-1. And Taylor Dollard has already given up as many hits in five innings as he would average out over nine. There's a swing and a miss, and Logan comes up empty. Logan 0 for 2. Kyle McCann base hit in the fifth inning, and that would be one of our game summary notes. Extends his hitting streak to 16 games. Another streak other than the guy at the plate is Jordan Diaz, a 20-game on-base streak. Jordan not in the lineup tonight. He did play last night. Pitch is a swing and a miss, and Logan out on strike. So 3-0 becomes a strikeout instead. Now that eight-game streak is on hold for Logan Davidson. That's only three strikeouts for Dollard. He averages just under a strikeout per inning. The batter now is Brett Harris. Brett hit by a pitch in the second. And an RBI single down the left field line in the fourth gave the Rockhounds that brief 1-0 lead. Takes strike inside corner 0-1. And Taylor Dollard, since we're doing a game summary, leads the Texas League in wins with 10, ERA by 2 points, well, okay, by 1.7 over anybody. Pitch to the dirt, 1-1, a 1.61 ERA, best by a bunch. Whip 0.9, opponent average 190. In that regard, the Rockhounds have certainly fared better than the rest of the league by far. One ball, one strike. Pitch from Dollard. Breaking ball swung on and missed. Off speed. Wow, did he pull the string. Six. Well, that's just artistry. Questions about Dollard because of his age. Again, doesn't throw overly hard. Got hit pretty hard at Advanced A last year. Boy, he has answered every question, and he has answered them resoundingly. Delivers way up high for ball. 69 miles an hour was at 68. Comes back with a 94-mile-an-hour fastball. And again, that is pretty much the top of where his fastball will sit. He's thrown one at 95 in this game. 2-2 to Harris. Nobody on and one man down. Dollar's pitch. Up and in. Ball three. Full count. Crowd getting greedy. You know, crowd, folks, you shouldn't get greedy. It's fireworks night, plus a bunch of you got bucket hats tonight. Come on now. Let's not get greedy with a pitch. By the way, I looked at the replay. It was a ball. Three balls, two strikes. Pitch to Brett. Outside, ball four. So Brett Harris has been hit by a pitch, singled and walked. And here is Marty Bacchino, one on and one man down. Series continues tomorrow evening and then Sunday afternoon. 7:05 tomorrow. Prelander Baroa will go for Arkansas. Jack Cushing for the Rockhounds. And Sunday afternoon, well, what a contrast. Bryce Miller, who threw 99, I think he touched 100 twice in the opener of this series. Hounds will get a second look at him. Called strike outside corner to Marty. Bryce Miller was exceptional in that first game of the set. Struck out 10 batters and, again, hit triple digits and was 97-99 a bundle of times. Goes against David Leal, who will flirt with 83. That'll be Sunday afternoon. 0-1 stretch. Pitch by Dollard. Strike right down the middle, 0-2 to Marty. One on and one man down. 2-1 Trabs in the sixth inning. Sky a deep, dark blue-gray now. Lights of the city coming out. Very subtle backdrop here in Little Rock and North Little Rock. The 0-2 stretch, long set by Dollard. Delivery sails up high for a ball. One ball and two strikes. I mentioned there is a difference, an official difference between North Little Rock and Little Rock. Our first base umpire and third base umpire, Ben Engstrand, is from West Des Moines, Iowa. And, yeah, I've been to West Des Moines, Iowa. Pitch to the dirt, and a runner goes, and my goodness, the Trabs never saw him. Brett Harris steals second. And I will guarantee you, Scheffler never saw him, the catcher. Two balls, two strikes. The pitch was in the dirt. He would have no chance of getting Brett. He was running. But when Scheffler retrieved the ball and looked up, you could tell his body kind of reacted in surprise as Brett Harris stole the base. So it's a 2-2 count and a swing and a miss. Well, Dollard takes care of that himself. Strikeout number four for the right-hander. Two men down, and here's Shane Selman, singled his first time up. Shane, one for two. I mentioned Shane has just been a different hitter in the second half. He's one for two in this game. He's hit for some power. He's hit for some production. Pitch up high for a ball. He's hit for power really all season. Of course, he's missed some time due to injury. Shane playing in his 68th game. Hit 183 in the first half, and in the second half, he's hitting 348. Now, that's, of course, in a smaller sample size. Takes up high for ball two. Two balls, no strikes. Singled his last time up. Right-handed hitter with a tying run in scoring position, Brett Harris. Boy, he's done a little bit of everything. He's on base all three times, has a stolen base to add to it. It's to Selman, backs up, just inside, 3-0, three balls, no strikes. Well, we'll see if Rockhounds third base coaching box. Scar is here for this series. He's managed a couple of the games. Bobby is back in the dugout. Pitch right down the middle. 3-1 is Selman taking all the way. Three balls, one strike, one on and two out. Sixth inning, 2-1 Trabs. Boy, this game living up to the what the pitching looked like on paper. Hounds have had a bit of success against Dollard in this game. Selman swings, fouls it back. Count is 3-2. Mariners, of course, with some very good young pitching. Mentioned Bryce Miller, who has already pitched in this series. Emerson Hancock, outstanding. He's the Mariners' number two prospect. And Dollard, top 10 as well. 3-2, stretch and pitch. Selman takes high ball four. So two walks and two strikeouts in the inning. It's two men on with two men down, and the batter will be Mickey McDonald, and that's going to bring a visit to the mound, and this, I think, is the pitching coach, or is that it? No, that's it for Dollard. Colin Cowgill must be out. Well, that's unusual. The manager not wearing the actual jersey. He's wearing a windbreaker. Don't see that very often. So the Rockhounds actually had more success against Taylor Dollard than most teams do. That being said, he only gave up a run. So the Travs will go to the bullpen in the top of the sixth inning with first and second and two men down. And we'll see who will come in to replace the outstanding right-hander. Dollard's numbers will not be up or down in either direction very much either way. But if either of the inherited runners scored, his ERA, he will have given up two runs, say, over 5 2/3, and the ERA will go up. Man, if 19 starts and you still have a 1.61 earned run average, you are happy. Rob Kaminsky will come on, his second appearance of this series, left-hander. And Kaminsky will face Mickey McDonald. So Rob Kaminsky is on the pitch. Get his name here on the card. Mickey McDonald will be the batter. Base runners will be Shane Selman at first. And Brett Harris is on at second base. And Brett having a good ball game. Got on base all three times against Taylor Dollard. So the league's number one pitcher goes 5 2/3. The Rockhounds got six base hits against him. That is a hit per inning, and again, almost precisely, and again, coming in, 69 hits in 100 innings. So he averages about 5.5 hits per 9 innings. Rockhounds got six against him in 5 2/3, but only one run scoring. The man at the plate, Mickey McDonald, has doubled and had a base hit and, in fact, an RBI hit absolutely taken away from him on a brilliant play by center fielder Tanner Kerwer. And that is as big as either of the RBI swings for Arkansas or the RBI swing for the Rockhounds. That saved a run, no question, because there were two on with two out. Mickey swings, drives one into right field, and that'll sink, and that'll drop. Base hit, going to send the runner home, and this ball game is tied. Mickey McDonald, boy, he has had a terrific game, could easily be 3-for-3. Mickey with an RBI single to right field. Rockhounds tie this ball game. And coming around to third is Shane Selman. Boy, Mickey McDonald, and really said it when he made the brief stint with the Rockhounds, and of course, turns out he knew that was a short-term deal, but said it before, I just think Mickey and Max Schumann, two of the guys who, they get it. They realize it's a numbers game. They are both back with double A. Of course, that benefits the Hounds greatly. And here is Max. That's ball. So the Hounds have tied it. Runners at the corners with two men down. Well, they got a couple of runs against Taylor Dollard in 5 2/3. His ERA was 1.61. You can do that math. And a big swing and a miss by Max. Comes up empty 1-1. 0-for-2 with a sacrifice bunt. Drove the ball deep as last time did Max. He turned and sent one into the left field corner, but not quite deep enough. Kaminsky comes set. Runners at the corners. There are, remember, two men down. Pitch to Max. Boy, tough strike outside corner, and he will glance back. It's one of those pitches that, just simply put, you throw that 50 times, you probably get 25 strikes, 25 balls. I mean, it's just right on the edge. Max will take his timeout. There's the big deep breath as he looks at the barrel of the bat. Tap the dish. Push it back and forth a couple of times. Set to go. Love that regimen. 1-2 pitch. Swing and a foul tip. Nope, ball to the dirt. That'll be a strikeout. Throw to first and Max is out. And the inning is over. But the Rockhounds come back and they have tied this ball game. Mickey McDonald and Brett Harris both having really good ball games. So to the bottom half of the sixth inning we go. And from Dickey Stevens Park, North Little Rock, Arkansas, our Village Car Wash score, we're brand new at 2 apiece.
Spring forward into faster internet, more savings, and more choices from Suddenlink. Visit Suddenlink.com to get reliable, high-speed 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. If that doesn't put a spring in your step, you'll also get 3 full months of HBO Max, a $50 Visa prepaid card, and a free Wi-Fi extender for a whole home coverage. So you can even get internet in those hard-to-reach places. Plus, as part of Optimum Flexibility, there are no contracts or hidden fees. And the grass gets greener when you combine with Optimum Mobile for even more savings. Now you can do more what you love with our reliable 300 meg internet for just $29.99 a month. So spring your savings into action and sign up at Suddenlink.com or call 800-972-5757 for new residential customers. Apply. Not transferable and not available in all areas. Wired connection up to 300 meg. Speed, availability, pricing, offers, and terms vary by area. After promo, HBO Max subscription is $14.99 per month. 90 days of continuous service required for gift card. Allow 4 to 6 weeks for delivery. Additional terms apply. See Suddenlink.com for details.
Whataburger has been making breakfast for almost 40 years, and burgers for almost 70 years. So, making a breakfast burger with fresh 100% beef, a hand-cracked egg, bacon, cheese, hash browns, and our creamy pepper sauce seems kind of obvious, right? Of course it does. Now. The limited-time breakfast burger is back. Served 11 p.m. to 11 a.m. at Whataburger.
Last of the sixth, top of the order. Here's Jack Larson to lead it off, and he drops down a punt, but he drops it down in foul territory. Count is quickly 0-1. Michael Danielak, of course, is the pitcher of record for the Rockhounds now. Both starters, the starters have departed. It's a 2-2 ball game, so I think probably largely what we might have expected. Jack Larson has bounced out to the pitcher and driven one to straightaway center. He pops this a mile in the air, left side of the infield. Logan Davidson, the shortstop, waits. little stutter step right as he made that catch. Kind of two sides to the coin on a pop-up. The guys, they've got to make, well, obviously, these are really anywhere from really good little leaguers and on up to high school and college and, of course, at the pros. You have to make the play, but if you think catching a pop-up is easy, it's not. Of course, real play, then you'll learn. You'll learn how to do it, but it's down on the way to Riley Unruh for ball one. But, man, it really ain't easy. At least not for normal humanoids. One ball and no strikes to count. Unruh waits, checks the swing. Did he go? I think he did. Nope. Ooh, my goodness, they say no. Two balls, no strikes. Ben Engstrand, by the way, mentioned West Des Moines, Iowa is his home. I don't know why they do it, and I keep forgetting to ask until I hear the introduction. That's a strike. Just got there. Two balls, one strike. Jack Shiner on deck. When they introduce the umpiring crew, and it's always Ben, it's not either of the other two, he is introduced with accent, by the way. So with some flair, pitched down and in 3-1 as Mr. Ben Engstrand. I must find out what in the world that's all about. Yes, it's Jake Bruner, Alex Nash, and Mr. Ben Engstrand. You know, swing and a miss, that's three balls, two strikes. I mean, sounds like the old days introducing the prime entertainer at a show in Las Vegas. Ladies and gentlemen, Mr. Ben Engstrand. The vocal stylings of... So I don't know what Ben... Maybe he's just a hero around here. But he's not from here. He's from West Des Moines, Iowa. Who knows? 3-2 pitch. Ball hit in the air, center field. Mickey coming on, and he will make the play. Well, that was hit right at him. You can see him made a few steps in, slowed up a bit, got a read on it, and came in and caught the ball. It's another one of those things that, let's face it, baseball players need to learn how to do that, clearly, but it doesn't mean it's not easy for the average person on the street. Fly ball to center, two man down. Here's Jake Shiner. Jake, I owe you one. I guess I owe him a shiner. not that variety. I meant the beverage. Never mind. Here's the first delivery swung on and missed, and the count is 0-1. We move on. Well, balls, one strike to Shiner. Single and a run scored in the fourth inning. Scored the go-ahead run. Takes down and away for Michael Danielak. One ball, one strike. Michael on in the fifth inning. JT Ginn going four. Sure the A's and Rockhounds will be very cautious with him coming back, but he's back in the rotation. Pitch just down and away for a ball, 2-1. Matt Milburn and Hogan Harris have both moved to the bullpen. Hogan just brilliant. It was a losing effort the other night, but four scoreless innings. Just one hit. This pitch fouled back, 2-2. He's a great story on the year as Hogan Harris. Seen it. These guys who have been just absolutely sidelined by injury. Here's a drive to left field. If this is fair, it is gone. This ball is high, deep, and going to drop just into the corner. Had a little topspin on it, and in fact, a fairly close play at second. Just as that ball got out of our line of sight, tracked down in deep left field on the move by Max Schumann. Looked like it was gone. Had some topspin on it. Going to get another look. Yeah, just had a little topspin on it, so had some sink on a ball hit deep to left field. So Shiner is 2-for-3. That's a two-out double, and a huge batter here will be the cleanup batter, Caden Polkovich. And he has both of the Travelers' RBIs as a two-run double does Polkovich. 2-2 tie, runner in scoring position, two men out. There isn't much breeze. Pitch from Danielak Pack way high in the air. Logan Davidson, infield grass, says he's got it, and he clutches it with two hands. Love it, because if you misplay it, a run would score. Pop out to shortstop. The two-out double goes by the boards. No runs on a hit, no errors and a man left. So we have played six here at Dickey Stevens Park. We're in North Little Rock, Arkansas, cross division in the Texas League. Village Car Wash score of our game. It's the Rockhounds and the Travelers at 2-2 tie.
Synergy Cinema and Entertainment. As much fun as you can pack under one roof. Synergy features blockbuster movies, and dinner and drinks can be delivered right to your luxury reclining seats. A fully loaded arcade, from the classics to cutting-edge immersive VR. Unleash your inner skills in a fun, fast-paced game of laser tag, and crazy cool bowling lanes right next to food and a full bar. Find your fun at Synergy Entertainment. For showtimes, tickets, and more, go to synergy.com.
The Permian Basin is all about the oil and gas industry. And the Midland Reporter Telegram's weekly oil report has it covered. Each week, we report on the Owen, we look at trends, and feature the decision makers that drive the industry. In print, online, or in our e-edition, we've got you covered. Log on today at MRT.com for the best of Midland. That's MRT.com. The Midland Reporter Telegram, delivering life every day.
Oxy is proud to operate in the Permian Basin, where our teams are hard at work delivering the energy the world needs, safely, cleanly, and efficiently. We're honored to partner with the Rockhounds to recognize military veterans and service members at home games throughout the season. We salute these heroes for their sacrifices to keep us all safe and to protect our country. Visit Oxy.com to learn more about Oxy and how we zero in to make a difference in the communities where we live and work.
Top of the seventh and a 2-2 tie for the Rockhounds. Zach Gelof, Kyle McCann, and J.J. Schwarz to face right-hander Travis Kuhn, who comes on to pitch. Saw Travis opening night in this series. Rockhounds got to him a little bit. He gave up a couple of runs and actually gave up three in the ninth inning. The Travs did. He was part of that ninth inning, although he held on to the Travs for the victory. Gelof takes a strike on the outside edge. He throws really hard, does Kuhn. That was, I do believe, that was, well, it might have been triple digits. Didn't keep that velocity up there long. Pitch down and away, the breaking pitch this time, one ball, one strike. So Travis, despite a bit of a struggle against the Hounds in the opener of this series, he is a top 30 prospect for the Seattle Mariners. And he has been really good. Backup pitch swung on a foul tip into the glove of catcher Matt Scheffler. One ball, two strikes to Zach Geloff, right-handed hitter. Zach 1-for-3 with a single back in the first. Travis Kuhn with a 2.93 ERA. The twist and the pitch down and away. 2-2. One of those guys whose delivery just naturally deceptive as he makes his turn with the body. He really just showed the hitter. Sets up with the third base side of the rubber. The twist and the pitch bounced foul. Count is one ball and two strikes, so you've got to be tough to pick up that delivery, I'm sure. Rob Kaminsky goes a third of an inning, gave up an inherited runner of the two he inherited, one scores. One hit, one strikeout, and one third. And Kuhn, of course, now the pitcher of record, 2-2 tie. Pitch sails up high for a ball. Count three balls, two strikes. So Travis Kuhn facing Zach Geloff, count full. Travis from Norco, California. Backup pitch, got him. Swing and a miss. Boy, off speed, up and in. Swinging strike three. Zach out on strikes. One man down in the seventh for Kyle McCann. He's 1-for-3. He's extended his pitch streak to 16 games. Kyle, first base in this ball game. Travis Kuhn in 43 innings. He said this the other night. He is so tough to hit. Foul ball at the plate. It's 0-2. In 43 innings, 28 base hits. Opposition hitting well under 200 against him. 187. Has 25 walks in 43 innings. So almost as many walks as strikeouts. So that's the only issue. Pitch here just missed low. One ball, one strike. Just a really tough guy to pick up that delivery. Here's a swing and a miss. And again, off speed and a 1-2 pitch now. 1-2 count to Kyle McCann. Top of the seventh. We're tied at 2. Hounds with a 2-game lead over Frisco is all in the South Division. Swing and a bouncer to first. That's a fair ball right near the bag. And there to make the play is Shiner. Two up and two down. Frisco is hosting 5 in a row. The Sod Poodles have dropped 5 in a row. And with the Rockdowns dropping the first two games of this series, Frisco cutting the 4-game deficit that existed at the start of this set of games. They cut that in half. It's just 2 ball games right now. The Hounds lead the Riders. I'll check that score in the Metroplex. Coming up, swing and a miss by J.J. Schwarz, 0-1. J.J. 1-for-3. With a double and a run score. Amarillo has just taken the lead at Frisco, 3-2 in the fifth. Pitch, that's a strike, and it's quickly 0-2. 3-2 game there again. Riders have won 5 in a row. Amarillo has dropped 5. 0-2 count to J.J. Nobody on, two men down. Back up pitch, lifted high in the air to center field. Deep and not deep enough. Back is Kerwer. A little bit of breeze picking up as well, and he will haul it in. So for the first time in this game, the Rockhounds go in order, and that's surprising to say because, again, they face Taylor Dollard, top pitcher in this league by far, to start this ball game. But here in the seventh, another prospect, Travis Kuhn, getting the job done, and he does retire the Rockhounds 1-2-3. Little trivia on the way. Interesting game. Long time ago in the Appy League. We go to the bottom of the seventh. Take me out to the ball game. Time. Village Car Wash score. Hounds 2, Travs 2.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. So how about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra. The perfect balance of taste and refreshment and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
The seventh inning stretch and non-Googleable trivia are brought your way by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. It's only worth it if you enjoy it.
and our non-Googleable trivia brought your wheel trip. To take you back a long, long way. Is this really 1937 or did I? Boy, see, I believe that is correct. Boy, if I'm misleading you on the year, I will apologize. It was a form of the Appalachian League. The game involved the Johnson City Soldiers. I don't know the other team. It wasn't listed, but it was interesting. They're playing a ball game, and at the end of the sixth inning, or in the sixth inning, right in the middle of the sixth inning, with play continuing, or at least it was at the time, the game ends. It flat ends. The game is over in the sixth inning. What happened? I'll give you three possibilities here. So we go to the bottom half of the seventh inning, and Matt Scheffler will stand in. My timing is off. Pitch down the way for ball one. My timing is non-Googleable here. All right, three things. Did they run out of baseballs? Did the umpires quit? Or did the league disband? Here's a swing, line drive, base hit, left center field. Matt Scheffler leading off the inning with a base hit to left center, going to turn for two. The throw, nowhere near in time, sliding double, and claps his hands together to Scheffler for the leadoff double here in the seventh inning, and the Travs in business in a 2-2 tie. Boy, and that was just a laser. Line shot to left center field, one on, nobody down. Remember, the Rockhounds against Taylor Dollard had a leadoff double in the third inning with Mickey McDonald. Did not get him home. And we'll see what the Travs do here in this 2-2 tie. Batter is Tanner Kerwer. He is looking to bunt, draws the bat back, takes a strike. A game in what was at least a form of the Appalachian League those years ago, the Johnson City Soldiers, one of the teams. Don't know who the other one was. That is not listed. Apparently the opponent didn't matter, I guess. Again, an attempt to bunt and a beauty. Third base side going to be picked up by Harris. He'll throw on the run. Did they get him? Nope, he beat it. That's a base hit. That is your, I talk about it so often, that is an ideal sacrifice attempt by Kerwer. Not just dropping it down there, but if you're good at it, he does. First and third, nobody out. So first and third, no outs in the inning. Third hit allowed by Michael Danielak, and J.J. Schwartz will go out to visit with him. Now here's Connor Hoover, and well, the Travelers, if they do not break the tie here in the bottom of the seventh, they will be kicking their own selves. First and third, nobody out, 2-2 the score. So what happened in that game? Did they run out of baseballs? Did the umpires just flat quit? Or did the league disband right in the middle of the ballgame? And by the way, no matter what the answer was, the fans were angry. The fans destroyed a set of bleachers where they had been sitting before the game was ended abruptly. In the state, 1937, game just flat out ended. Here's Connor Hoover now, first pitch, strike at the knees, inside edge, 0-1. Well, folks, it would never happen today, but they flat ran out of baseballs. Playing a baseball game? Ran out of baseballs. This state, 1937 in the old Appalachian League. 0-1 pitch, runner at first base goes. Pitch is popped in the air. High pop-up, scrambling back to first base, and I mean booking it is Kerwer, and he will dive back into the bag. Pop-up handled by Logan Davidson. One man down as Hoover pops out to shortstop. First and third, one away. Tanner Kerwer just ran 180 feet. With a diving head first slide on both bases. He was running on the pitch. Hoover popped it up. Kerwer dove into the bag at second. I think he saw, obviously the ball was popped up, scrambled to his feet, hustled back to first, didn't really have to, but he didn't know that. He dove back into first base. 180 feet to go nowhere. Pitched down and away by Danielak and a run-saving stop on the backhand by J.J. Schwarz. One ball, no strikes. Good play by the Hounds catcher. Reminds me of Jerry Seinfeld's take on horse racing. Gate opens, they run all that way, they're out of breath, and they said, we're just here. Yep, so is Tanner Kerwer at first. He bluffs, doesn't go. Pitch swung on and missed. 1-1 to Patrick Frick. Right-handed hitter has bounced out to third base twice. Infield up the middle, Logan Davidson and Marty Bikina, shortstop and second, respectively. They are a double play depth. Brett Harris even with a bag at third and in. Runner goes, pitch is taken low and away. There'll be no throw. Stolen base, and it's second and third. So the Travs will do some running. Kerwer and I mentioned this earlier, is a really good base dealer. He is now 19 out of 21 on the base path. So it's second and third, and now all infielders are in, not quite to the edge of the grass up the middle. Kyle McCann on the grass at first. Pitch, strike called, outside corner, 2-2. Batter is Patrick Frick, right-handed hitter. Cesar Asturias Jr. on deck, 2-2 tie, last of the seventh. Second and third, one man out, pitched by Danielak, fly ball. Right center field, that's going to be more than deep enough, and the Travs will take the lead. Both runners will move up. Kerber runs really well, as we've said. Sack fly, 3-2, Arkansas leads. So Patrick Frick will get the RBI. It's the go-ahead run batted into this inning. And coming to third base is Kerber, so now it's Asturias. Cesar, the shortstop, switch hitter. Bounced out on a really good play by Logan Davidson and by Kyle McCann on the pick and the throw. Pinching in at the corners of the Rockhounds. Actually, pinching in at third is Harris as Asturias takes down and in. Kyle McCann, boy, Asturias not a power guy, but McCann is in a no-doubles setup at first base, and Logan Davidson shading way up the middle. And, boy, a bouncing ball hit to first base, and McCann will make the play. Underhands to Danielak for the out, having played perfectly. But it's a run on a couple of base hits, no errors, one man left, and the Travelers have taken the lead. Game summary coming up. We have played seven, and our Village Car Wash score of the game now reads the Arkansas Travelers 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
In Texas, there's pea-size hail and baseball-size hail. Guess which one hit our house? We didn't even know where to begin, but we called our Texas Farm Bureau insurance agent, and he was so reassuring. He knew exactly what to do to get our house back into shape and our lives back to normal. Now, we're even more thankful for the roof over our heads.
Coverage and discounts are subject to qualifications and policy terms and may vary by situation.
Widener Apartments offer both high-end and affordable 1-, 2-, and 3-bedroom apartment homes with locations in Midland and Odessa, all convenient to shopping, restaurants, and colleges. In Odessa, visit High Plains, a community with a convenient location and fabulous floor plan. In Midland, visit Wildflower, where style, elegance, and affordability complement quiet, comfortable living. Widener Apartments, creating communities one person at a time. Visit us at widener.com.
And through seven, Travs take a 3-2 lead. This is a much different game than each of the first three, where big innings turned out to be huge. Through seven, Travelers with a 3-2 edge. Each team has seven base hits. Neither team has committed an error, but the Travs with a run in the last half of the seventh. Rockhounds tied it at 2 in the sixth. Travs break the tie in the seventh. And right-hander Braden Shipley on here in the eighth inning to face Logan Davidson, Brett Harris, and Marty Bakina. Travs lead the series 2-1. Taylor Dollard starting against JT Ginn in certainly one of the more high-profile pitching matchups in anywhere in minor league baseball. Hounds did some damage against Dollard, or had more success than he has given up on average by a good amount, in fact, as Logan takes down an away ball. Travs lead the series 2-1. Teams play tomorrow evening at 7:05, Sunday in the afternoon at 1:35. Here is the pitch inside, ball 2-2-0 to Logan. Top of the eighth, 3-2 Travs. Logan 0-3. He waits. The pitch swung on, bounced foul toward the Travelers' dugout. Two balls and a strike. Logan went 1-for-5 last night, and it was one of those that was really, in many respects, misleading. The Travs turned two wonderful defensive plays against him. And just, of course, the way the game of baseball goes, he could have easily been 3-for-5, but was 1-for-5 last night. 0-for-3 in this one. Trying to extend a little personal business is Logan Davidson. Pitch, called strike. Boy, inside corner at 92. Just got there. Two ball, two strike count. Switch hitter batting from the left side against the right-hander Braden Shipley. Right-hander set to go. Delivery way outside. Count full now. Three balls, two strikes. Braden 6-1, 190 makes his home in Scottsdale, Arizona. Shipley making his 36th appearance, and he's been very, very good at 3.12 ERA. Pitch just low and away. Ball four. Shipley thought he got him. Pitch just missed the outside edge. So Logan Davidson's eight-game hit streak is on hold at the very least, but he has reached base now in this game. Here's Brett Harrison. He has reached base three times in this game. Has a hit by pitch, an RBI single, a walk, a stolen base, and a run scored. Man, he's filled out the card pretty well in this game. Brett looks to bunt, drops it down, third base side, going to be barehanded by Shipley. He got him! What a play by sacrifice bunt. But that is as good a play on a sack bunt as you can see. I mean, that's as good as it gets. Bunt was down the third baseline. It bounced up just a little. Shipley, crossing the baseline, reached up, barehanded it, and threw back across his body, basically, for the out. Wonderful play by Shipley. Advancing to second is Davidson, and the batter is Marty Bikina. Sacrifice bunt successful, but only thanks to only because of the great effort by Shipley. Pitch misses to Marty. It's 1-0. Same thing as we saw just a moment ago, and in fact, it set up the run, didn't it? The sacrifice bunt. The beauty by Tanner Kerwer. And it turned into a base hit rather than a sacrifice, and Harris took a brilliant defensive play to deny him. Pitch up, high ball, 2. 2-0 to Marty. He's 0-3. Bikina has popped to second base twice, once in foul ground, and he has struck out. Frustrating night at the plate for the Hounds second baseman. Runner in scoring position. 3-2 game. Set and pitch by Shipley. Ball sliced foul out of play. And the count goes 2-1. Mentioned the Rockhounds facing tonight the guy who is clearly the pitcher of the year in the Texas League. So, no, they actually got a little bit done against Dollard. 6 hits in 5 2/3, way over his average. 2 runs in 5 2/3, way over his average. 2 walks, 4 strikeouts for the Travs right-hander. So that's a very solid night for anybody, really. But for Dollard, that is way below what his expectations are. 2 balls, 1 strike. Pitch swung a little chopper, and again off the mound is Shipley. He'll make the play. Turns, throws, and got him. Boy, Braden Shipley has helped his own cause in this game. Now, that's a play, but he handled it perfectly. You always worry about pitchers making that throw to first base. Boy, not Braden Shipley. Right on the money. And that play he made on the sacrifice bunt actually made the throw from foul territory. Right on the money. Now it is a runner in scoring position, but 2 men down. And Rockhounds going to go to the bench here. The pinch hitting will be Jordan Diaz. Well, this is going to be interesting. Jordan, they're going to get a visit to the mound here on how to deal with Diaz. Jordan has a rather major bit of personal business going, and he will pinch hit for Shane Selman. That's interesting. Shane 1-for-2 in the game. Strikeout, single, and a walk. So Jordan Diaz will pinch hit. The Travelers will discuss how to deal with him. Shane Selman is the right fielder for the Hounds, so we'll see who will go where. And Jordan Diaz off the bench to pinch hit. Came back last night for the first time since July 27th, went 1-for-5 with a double. He'll bat here in a 3-2 ball game. One on, in scoring position. Top of the eighth inning, Hounds down by a run. And Jordan Diaz, one of the top hitters in the league all the way around. And he is now in a pinch hit role here in North Little Rock. Stretched by Shipley, and he'll turn and bluff, but will not throw to second base. Jordan, right-handed hitter. Logan Davidson, who runs well, by the way, is on second base. Takes the lead. Shipley stretches, delivers, and Diaz, a big chopper to third. Going to be an easy play. Set up and throw. And a 20-game on base streak, probably going away on a pinch hit bounce out to third base. So Jordan bounces out. Rockhound's got a walk. Got Davidson into scoring position, but cannot push. So no runs or hits. Boy, Shipley really helping his own cause defensively in that inning with a wonderful play against Brett Harris on the bunt. So we go to the bottom half of the eighth inning of play, and the Travs hang on to a one-run lead. Village Car Wash scored at the bottom of the eighth. Arkansas 3, Rockhounds 2.
Aldridge Gardens. It's Midland's largest and most comprehensive lawn and garden center, serving all of your landscape and outdoor living needs. From our complete nursery and garden center to full landscape design, installation, and management, including irrigation repair service. We offer complete tree care service with certified arborists. And we're also your steel equipment dealer. Aldridge Gardens, in business and trusted by the Permian Basin since 1987. On Fairgrounds Road in Midland, or visit AldridgeGardens.com.
Saltgrass Steakhouse is the place for a great steak. Why? Because they only serve the best certified Angus beef. A Saltgrass steak is unmatched, unrivaled, and unbeatable when it comes to flavor. Each tender steak is seasoned with a perfect blend of seven spices, grilled over an open flame, and topped with seasoned steak butter. Taste the certified Angus beef difference today at Saltgrass Steakhouse.
Chase Cullen will come into the game out of the Rockhounds bullpen. Three innings for Michael Danielak. Very solid performance, but he is on the hook for the ball game. Three innings, three hits. One run it was earned. Did not walk, nor did he strike out a batter, did Michael. And the Travs just did a really nice job. Got a leadoff double in the seventh inning and did not let that go by the boards. They turned it into the go-ahead run. Do the Travs on a bunt single of beauty by Kerwer, and then the sack fly eventually by Frick. Each team had the same idea in the last two half innings, but the Travs get it done. Top of the order, Jack Larson. Left-handed hitting right fielder to face Chase. Fastball up and away at 93 for ball one. One ball, no strikes. Inning. It'll be Mickey McDonald. He's had a big ball game. Then Max Schumann back to the top of the order, and Zach Geloff. Pitch is a fastball strike on the outside edge from Chase. Count evens up at one ball and one strike. Logan Davidson shading solidly up the middle. It's the left-handed hitter. Larson waits, swings, fly ball, shallow left center. Anybody going to get there? It's going to be Davidson. Nice play by Logan. Boy, he got a quick read on that ball. Makes the catch in shallow left center. I don't think either outfielder could have gotten there. Would have been close, at least one man down. By the way, I think the guys over in the other booth are doing the same thing I am, just trying to scour the defense. I think it's a straight-up change, by the way. Shane Selman lifted for the pinch hitter, Jordan Diaz, and now Devin Foyle in the play right field. That should be a straight-up switch, so Jordan's 20-game on-base streak goes by the boards on a pinch hit. Called strike to Riley Unruh. Boy, baseball's tough. Streaks are a tough, tough thing to keep going. And in this case, Jordan just won AB, and he bounces out. 0-1 count, stretch and pitch by Chase. Breaking ball just dropped low. One ball, one strike to Riley Unruh. He'd been around a little bit. Originally a draft choice of the Tampa Bay Rays, went to the Braves organization in the past. Unruh 1-for-3 with a single and a run scored. Got an infield single and a Baltimore chop delivery. Up and away for a ball. Two balls, one strike. That big, high, bouncing ball that by the time it settles into the glove of the defender in the infield, no chance to get him. And that was the case back in the fourth inning. And it turned into a run. Cohen set, chases delivery, fastball down and away, three balls and one strike. Jake Shiner waiting on deck with a 3-2 advantage in this game. Trying to make it 3 out of 4 to start the series, pitch high and away, and that's ball four. So one man on and nobody checking one man down on the pop-out. Here is Jake Shiner. Kaden Pokoldich is in the on-deck circle. Right-handed hitter is Jake Shiner, and he's had a good ball game. He's 2 for 3, a single and a run scored in the fourth. And he doubled in the sixth inning. Nothing came of it, but a good swing of the bat. One on, one man down. Shiner waiting from the right side. Stretch and a pitch by Cohen. Down and away, and J.J. throws behind the runner. Getting back to the bag is Unroe. One ball and no strikes. Chase comes set. Delivery, a fastball, got there inside corner at the knees at 93, one ball and one strike. Chase Cohen making his 32nd appearance, a 3.64 earned run average, has 4 saves for the Hounds. Under a hit per inning, does have 22 walks before the one just issued, so 23 for the season. Foul tip into the dirt, and it's a one ball, two strike count. In 42 innings, 35 base hits for Chase, 22 walks, 52 strikeouts. Opposition hitting just .227 against him. Cohen comes set, hands in the letters. Big deep breath, right-hander delivers. This ball hit in the air to right field. Going back is Devin Foyle. Still back, over the shoulder, hauls it in nicely. Puts on the brakes on the track. Boy, kicks up a little mini cloud of dust. So Devin, no sooner than he arrives in right field and a ball is hit his way, made a good play deep and right on the track. Two men down for Kaden Polkovich. Polkovich, a two-run double in the fourth inning for the Travs DH. Obviously, that's a huge swing of the bat in this ball game. And two men down, so Chase trying to get this ball game to the ninth inning. Still a one-run game, 3-2 Arkansas. Pitch, fastball, down the chute, called strike to Polkovich. Caden, one of 3 switch hitters in the lineup for the Travs, batting from the left side against Chase Cohen, so Logan Davidson shading solidly up the middle, big hole between short and third. 0-1 count, pitch by Chase, high and away, one ball, one strike. By the way, Amarillo is helping the Hounds cause, and again, this not even midway through the second half, but looking at, because Amarillo and Frisco playing one another, Amarillo leading Frisco 5-2. Sod Poodles have lost 5 in a row. Riders have won 5 in a row, including the first 2 of that series. Pitch up high for a ball, and it's 2-1. 2 balls, 1 strike. We have made the journey fully into night. Bright lights of this stadium shining down. Skyline off behind the right field side of, across the river from this ballpark as Chase comes set with a 2-1 look. One on, two out, pitch. That's called strike at the knees. And boy, Polkovich clearly disagreed with that, held up. When the strike was called, he asked. Boy, he really does not like that call at all. And now asks for his timeout. Boy, Kaden Polkovich very unhappy with that call. Then decided, well, I'll take my timeout here. Reassemble. 2 balls, 2 strikes, 1 on and 2 out. Travs with a 1-run lead. Pitch by Cohen, down and in. Count goes full, 3-2. And good bunch on hand tonight for a fireworks night. And again, a bucket hat giveaway added on. We're going all out here tonight. 3 balls, 2 strikes. Runner will go with the pitch. 2 down in the inning. Runner takes off. Pitch takes flight, down and away, and that's ball 4. So Chase, 2 walks in the inning. 2 on, 2 out for Max Scheffler. Matt has doubled and scored. In fact, his was the double in the 7th inning that became the go-ahead run in this. So Scheffler, 1 for 3, right-handed hitter. He is the Travelers catcher. Frisco Frisco, by the way, has scored a run in the bottom of the seventh inning in, at Riders Field in the Metroplex. 5-3 the score, Amarillo leading Frisco. Strange note, by the way, with, again, Frisco, the Rockhounds, Amarillo. Everybody's still in it, of course, at this point. Check swing. Did he go down and away? Nope, did not. A little check swing by Scheffler. Didn't go. The Rockhounds and Frisco meet only three times all year. They are done. They do not meet again. And at this moment in time, they are separated by two games, first and second in the South. Hard hit ball to shortstop. Handled by Logan Davidson. Goes the short way to second. Bikina covers. Inning is over. So the fielder's choice will end the eighth inning. And the Rockhounds will have one more opportunity. This has been a ball game dominated largely by pitching and defense. No runs or hits. No errors. A couple of men left on two walks in the eighth. So the Travelers will one more time go to the bullpen as you and I go to the top half of the ninth in North Little Rock. Village Car Wash score of our game, Travelers 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
Olympus Properties offer luxury living in West Texas. 1, 2, and 3-bedroom apartment homes featuring modern finishes and amenities including resort-style pools, 24-hour fitness centers, tanning rooms, and more. At Sedona Ranch in Odessa, upscale home designs and resort-inspired amenities combine to create your perfect escape. Take a virtual tour, schedule an in-person visit, and look for our move-in specials, all at OlympusProperties.com. Your home, our passion, Olympus Properties.
That to-do list you have needs one more thing. Chill. Take the afternoon off and binge-watch anything. Go to happy hour and stay for a couple hours. Whatever you do, do it with a Coors Light. Mountain Cold Refreshment, made to chill. 2020 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado. Celebrate responsibly.
It's time to amp up the fun. Now during the... Get great offers on select Ford vehicles. And you'll not only bring back the fun, you'll supercharge it. So stop by the Summer Supercharge Sales Event at your Ford dealer and discover how Ford can take your summer to a whole new level. Not all models, trims, or features may be available. Contact your dealer for information.
Right-hander Colin Cober will try for his first save of the season. He does not have a save opportunity. Numbers across the board are good. He makes his 31st appearance. ERA 4.01. But tough to hit. Cober in 33 and two-thirds innings, just 26 base hits. Opposition hitting just 215 against him. And he's better than a strikeout per inning, 43 whiffs in 33 and two-thirds, 16 walks. So he is a tinge under one for the whip. And really good right across the board for Colin Cober, right-hander with a whole big bunch of hair. And here's Mickey McDonald to face him. Leads off the ninth. Mickey takes inside for a ball. McDonald is 2-for-3 and had a potential RBI single taken away from him on a ball into shallow center on which Kerwer made a just a brilliant play. Cober's pitch and that ball sent high in the air to center field, and this will be straight away for Kerwer, and he'll make the catch with ease. One down in the ninth. So Mickey, that's his first routine out of this ball game, and now top of the order, and that'll bring up Max Schumann. Braden Shipley, one inning, one walk, and one really good defensive play. Boy, did he help. You talk about pitchers helping their own cause. Shipley, boy, did he ever do that. So here's Max. He's 0-for-3. Sacrifice bunt in the mix. He flew out to deep left, but he's 0-for-3. Love to get him on base. Off-speed pitch inside part of the plate called strike, 0-1. And Zach Geloff waiting on deck. Leandro even with the bag at third. 0-1 count. Max, of course, not likely to bunt now. So he takes outside ball one. One ball and one strike. And Max steps out right back in. Cober comes set. Hands at the belt. Long look. Now the stretch. Pitch to the plate. Swing and a miss. Good fastball with some run on it. The count goes 1-2. Max asking for his time here. Much anything over a pitch or two into the ABs, likely to do that. He goes through that little regiment, now set to go again. One ball, two strikes. Stretch of pitch by Kober. Outside corner, called third strike. Schumann in some, boy, some disbelief. That pitch had a ton of movement on it. Those are so tough to call. And, boy, just a sweeping breaking pitch. And quickly it is two down in the ninth inning. So here's Zach Geloff now, and he is the, right now, the last hope for the Rockhounds in a good ball game. Have to say that. Really good game, a 3-2 contest, seven hits for each team. Good pitching, as we kind of figured it would be in this game. Pitch outside and low for a ball, 1-0. When you go back and look at it for the Rockhounds, they had opportunities against a guy who yields very few opportunities in Taylor Dollard. Pitch from Kober, that's a strike. Fastball in the outside half at 92. One ball and one strike. Interesting, Unroe is in at third base. He's a step behind the bag. Can't imagine Zach Geloff is going to drop anything down, but that's where they've got the third baseman playing. Zach takes, that's a strike, and it's 1-2. So now the crowd, boy, they just, boy, they got bucket hats, they got fireworks coming up, and they're a strike away from a victory. Man, that's a, if you're a Travs fan, that's a hat trick. Okay, that's a bucket hat trick. One ball, two, way outside, 2-2. Zach steps out for a moment, now back in. Base is empty, two down, top of the ninth, 3-2 Travelers. Kober comes set. Right-hander is ready. Stretch and pitch to Zach. Swing and a miss. Got him. Ball game. So the save is first for Kober. And when all is said and done in this game, a lot of good pitching, just as we assumed there might be. Well, you go all the way back to a leadoff double that did not result in a run. You wondered how big that might be all the way back in the third inning. Absolutely huge in what is a 3-2 ball game. So a 1-2-3 ninth inning as Kober retires the side in order, including a couple of strikeouts. Well played ball game tonight here in North Little Rock, Arkansas. The Travelers take a 3-1 lead in this six-game series. Game 5 tomorrow at 7:05, Game 6 on Sunday afternoon at 1:35. But on this Friday night, a fireworks Friday night. Boy, they got a Julio Rodriguez bobblehead night coming up tomorrow. Man, these Trav fans are, they're in Trav 7 right now. Travelers win this ballgame with a final score of 3-2. And, boy, you tip your cap and you say, gentlemen, the job well done. This Bud, this Michelob Ultra are for you.
They say consistency is the key to success. They weren't wrong. How about grabbing a beer that's consistently smooth, consistently refreshing, and consistently light? You might just find that the road to success can be pretty enjoyable. Michelob Ultra, the perfect balance of taste and refreshment, and only 2.6 carbs and 95 calories. It's only worth it if you enjoy it. Enjoy responsibly. Anheuser-Busch Michelob Ultra Light Beer, St. Louis, Missouri.
This presentation of Rock Out by Budweiser and by Michelob Ultra. Let's go back to Bob at the ballpark for a quick look at the runs, hits, and errors.
Tell you how tight this ball game was. Each team had seven base hits. Neither team committed an error, but Arkansas wins it 3-2. And boy, really, the bottom of the seventh and the top of the eighth inning were really kind of the turning point in this ballgame. We'll tell you why on the other side of our timeout. But it's 2-7-0 for the Rockhounds, 3-7-0 for Arkansas. The winning pitcher in this game is Travis Kuhn. A hold will go to Braden Shipley. The save to Colin Kober. Michael Danielak will take the loss for the Rockhounds. Nobody hit the ball out of the ballpark in this one. The Travelers now have improved to 3-1 in the series. Rockhounds scores falling to 1-3. Hounds are now 20-11 in the second half. And their lead over Frisco, depending on the outcome of that game in the Metroplex, is now down to a game and a half. And again, there is so very much baseball road yet to travel, but keeping an eye, obviously, on the standings as well. So this one really kind of lived up to what we really thought we might see in this game, with JT Ginn returning for the Rockhounds, Taylor Dollard, who has been the best in the league all year by leaps and bounds statistically anyway. And tonight it is a 3-2 final, with the Travelers claiming the one-run victory. From Dickey Stevens Park in North Little Rock in Arkansas, thank you very much. That is our final Village Car Wash score of the game, the Travelers 3 and the Rockhounds 2.
At H-E-B, we know that game day is about more than the game itself. The taste of victory is unparalleled, but so is the taste of H-E-B jalapeno poppers hot off the grill. Seeing the best players in their prime is truly something to behold. So is an H-E-B Prime 1 burger that you grilled to perfection. For low prices on all the things that make game day great and delicious, visit H-E-B, your official game day headquarters, or use the My H-E-B app to order curbside and start prepping for game day right away.
This is a hamburger. And this, friends, a fresh 100% beef patty so big it can only fit on a 5-inch bun. Ah, there's another. Someone's going for a double. Maybe it'll be topped with melted cheese. And, oh, my goodness, grilled onions and grilled jalapenos. I'm not sure the speakers can handle any more sizzle. Whataburger. Just like you like it.
When you are facing a starting pitcher that has a track record, and of course, it same major league, of course, whatever level it might be, it's all within perspective, of course, but within the course and within the context of the Texas League, Taylor Dollard has been the best pitcher in this league this season, and by a stunning margin. Again, he came in leading in wins, earned run average by a quarter mile, opponent average, and whip across the board, and his numbers astoundingly good. So when I tell you the Rockhounds got six hits in five and two-thirds innings, two runs, six hits, five and two-thirds, couple of walks, four strikeouts against Taylor Dollard, that doesn't sound like an overwhelming night, and it certainly was not, but they did more damage than Taylor Dollard gives up on his average night, and by a fairly significant amount, but not quite enough. When you go back and you look at this game, one inning that's going to be really big is the top of the third. The Rockhounds get the second base hit of the ball game. Mickey McDonald with a double, a good piece of hitting on a 1-2 pitch, sent a flare toward the right field line. It wasn't into the corner, but it was down the line, and it drops for a double. The Rockhounds getting the second on a sacrifice bunt by Max Schumann. And so it was a runner at scoring position, or rather runner third, excuse me, with one man down. But fielder's choice, with Mickey trying to score on a ground ball to third. And that was followed by a strikeout by Taylor Dollard as he got Kyle McCann to end the inning. Again, against a pitcher with his qualifications. Well, that, and how big was it? Well, final score will be 3-2. Rockhounds take the lead in the top of the fourth inning. J.J. Schwarz with a double down the right field line, and a one-out RBI single by Brett Harris. Hounds got an additional runner on, and again, it's Mickey at the plate. And another big moment with two on, two out. He hits a ball on a flare into shallow left center field. Clearly, it's going to score a run if it drops. Then a marvelous play by Tanner Kerwer in center field. Now, at the time, that was the fourth inning. But again, that takes a run away, again, against Dollard. So the Hounds missed an opportunity pretty much on their own in the third, and the brilliant defensive play cost them a run in the fourth inning in what will become a 3-2 game. Travs take the lead in the bottom of that fourth inning with one man down, Riley Unruh with a single, Jake Shiner with a single as well, then a balk on JT again, and a two-run double by Caden Polkovich. So that made it a 2-1 game with the Travs on top. The Rockhounds tie it in the sixth inning. The run will go to Taylor Dollard. He walks two batters, a strikeout against Logan Davidson, but he walks Brett Harris, strikes out Marty Bikina, but walks Shane Selman, and Mickey McDonald, who had a good ball game, an RBI single to right field, and that will tie the game at two. Now, in the bottom of the seventh inning, leadoff double by Matt Scheffler, and Tanner Kerwer, trying to sacrifice him to third, does so. He gets into third, but on a bunt single. Then a pop out to shortstop. Now, how big is the fact that the bunt was not a sacrifice but a hit? run would not have scored had Kerwer not have reached first safely. Bunt single put runners at first and third. Connor Hoover popped out to short. The game-winning run scores on a sacrifice fly. If that bunt by Kerwer is a sack bunt and not a hit, that would have been the third out. Run does not score. So, boy, this ball game really pivoted on three moments when you look at it. The Mickey McDonald, or the failure to score after the Mickey McDonald double, and the brilliant defensive play, and that sacrifice bunt turned base hit by Kerwer is big. In the top of the eighth inning, a walk and a beauty by Brett Harris. Marty Bacchino then taps out, and a ground out to third base will end the inning. Rockhounds had the tying run in scoring position, but could not push it across. A 1-2-3 ninth inning, Colin Kober picking up his first save of the season. So if we look at the numbers in this ball game, I think they are correct as we gave you. Each team seven hits and no errors in this game, and 3-2 will be the final. Take a look at one other note when we return. Look ahead toward the weekend, games 5 and 6 of this series, and games 5 and 6 of a 12-game road trip. We'll check it out, and we'll head for home when Rockhounds Radio continues and concludes.
Hey, sports fans, do you want astounding entertainment with the best technology at your fingertips? Get up to 1 gig internet and take on digital TV from Astound Broadband. Surf, stream, binge, or work from home with ultra-fast internet speeds. Watch all of your favorite shows or catch up on the shows you missed with digital TV. All from Astound. Get in the game by calling 1-800-4-ASTOUND. Experience speeds may vary, they're not guaranteed. Certain restrictions apply. Call Astound for details.
You know you want that smoky, tangy, sweet, and spicy sauced and tossed Wingstop. But you just brought a haul of groceries home from the store. It's cool. No one expects you to shop and cook in the same day. So let the flavor experts at Wingstop hook you up with mouth-watering wings, crispy tenders and thighs, fries and sides delivered right to your door. You can always cook tomorrow. That's why the fridge was invented. Get it delivered at Wingstop.com.
Fans here at Dickey Stevens Park enjoying fireworks as they burst into the sky. That's a nice backdrop. Got downtown Little Rock in the background. That's right behind the right field side, and that's where they're shooting off the fireworks. So that's a really very, very nice deal. In this game, if you don't think baseball can be a cruel game, Jordan Diaz had a 19-game on-base streak coming into this game. Now, he was not in the lineup, but he was called upon as a pinch hitter. So, with one chance at it, a 19-game on-base streak goes by the boards. Kyle McCann did extend his hit streak to 16 games. He went 1-for-4. Logan Davidson's 8-game hit streak is over, but he did reach base. So, he's on base now at 9 and still just having a tremendous second half is Logan. These two teams will continue their series tomorrow evening, 7:05. That'll be Prelander Baroa. Right-hander going for Arkansas. Jack Cushing in his third start since returning to the Rockhounds tomorrow night. And then it is Bryce Miller, hard-throwing right-hander we saw him in game number one. He has been really terrific. A 2.45 ERA, throws hard, hit triple digits, in fact, in that Tuesday game. And he will go against David Leal, who I promise you will not hit triple digits in that ballgame. That will be a fascinating matchup on Sunday afternoon. Then, of course, Monday will be an off day, and the Rockhounds will then be on their way to Tulsa. Haven't talked about it a whole bunch, but we will fill you in on what's going to be going on at Momentum Bank Ballpark upon return for the Rockhounds. They will be back on Tuesday, the 16th day of August, after this, again, second two-week road trip in succession, right sandwiched around that nine-game homestand. Well, as the fireworks conclude here, it's a really good ballgame. Have to say that and just tip your cap to the Arkansas Travelers, who win it, took advantage of a couple of opportunities. Ball game, as we said, kind of swung on two or three moments or maybe single plays in this game. Just trying to double check. I know what I was going to look at very quickly for you. If we can, just try to catch that Frisco Amarillo game. I doubt that is final. And the Rough Riders had won five games in a row coming in. Sod Poodles had dropped five. And, oh, my goodness, Frisco has scored four in the bottom of the seventh. They lead 6-5. If that score holds, the Riders will have won six in a row, and they will be within one game of the Rockhounds. So, boy, the Hounds had the nine-game streak earlier in this half, and now it's the Riders who are going a little bit crazy with a possible six-game win streak. We'll check that. We'll catch up on the standings. Get you set for baseball tomorrow evening just ahead of 7 o'clock. For all of us with the Rockhounds, Bob Hards at North Little Rock, Arkansas, where the Travelers win it by the final score of 3-2. And until tomorrow, we'll say to Keith Jackson, and as we will say now for the rest of this year, good night, Mr. Scully, from North Little Rock and Dickie Stevens Park.
Thanks for joining us for this edition of Rock Hounds Radio. Remember, MidlandRockHounds.org is your place for all things Rockhounds as we celebrate our 50th anniversary season. Check out upcoming special events at Momentum Bank Ballpark. Order your tickets, visit the Rockhounds store, and join Bob for play-by-play, home and away. Now, until next time, thanks for being part of Rockhounds Baseball.